One's a vegan, the other's a cripple. Oh, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria, Samaria and Smokehouse on Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's that time again. You know what time. Sunday night. It's time for Rant Speak. It's Sunday, September 12th. Lots and lots and lots of people in the IRC. Welcome, welcome to the show. To your late night host, wrap up the weekend. How come I can't hear myself very well? That's because I'm too low. Check, check, check. Always playing with the microphone levels. I know. Weekly ritual. In the background, we have Mindless Faith with their album that's going to come out in 2 days. Very, very cool band. Play them on the station. Lots of cool things happening tonight. Everybody knows that's in the IRC. It's the release of episode 6 of Patrolling. Yes, halfway through the season of season 1 of Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, and everybody's eagerly awaiting it. Thank you for everyone that's seeding it tonight. And it's time to give Smokey a call. My co-host, my cohort, my person in crime. Wheelchair bound, Smokey, who is not on Skype, it looks like. Maybe he's forgot, maybe not. His Skype always acts up, so I'm just going to give him a call on his Skype anyway. Oh, somebody just added me. If you want to get on the Skype, it's skype.com, skype.com, and the name is Rant Radio. Let's give Smokey a call. Hopefully he's got his microphone turned up so I don't have to turn down the volume of the music, which is always nice in the background. And connecting. Oh, I better put my microphone on so Smokey can hear me. Smokey's special microphone.
Hello?
Smokey!
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, do I still sound sweet?
Oh, very, very sweet tonight.
Cool.
Can you turn up your microphone a bit?
Why do I have to do that every week when I don't touch it? I think you're on crack.
Mostly. It's mostly the crack talking. It's just so I can hear you above the music. So I don't have to turn down the music to absurd levels, so it's just like in the background. It's always nice to have the music there.
How's that?
Much better.
Okay. And next week you'll have me turn it even louder, and it's almost as loud as it'll go.
Can you turn it louder?
Barely.
Okay. Just a touch. Just a touch. Just a touch louder. Almost at perfect levels. Sound tonight is leaning to the left. I don't know why. It's more audio.
Hello.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
That's like all the way up. It better be good.
Because you can't push it no more.
No, that's it, Captain. That's all I got.
The lithium crystals are taking no more, Captain.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so let's see who's in the IRC tonight. Actually, first, we'll go to our new show format that was submitted by G-Maniacs.
Yeah, this is nice.
So we're going to follow this format that he suggested.
Okay.
It says, here you go, Sim. You can print this out for use during the show. One, Sim, talk about my microphone. Already did that. Call Smokehouse. Talk about Smokehouse's crappy microphone. Well, that's been fixed.
That's been fixed. So My microphone ruled.
So we can change that to tell Smokey to turn up his microphone.
Yes.
Smokehouse whinge about crappy equipment. Well, that's
I think it's supposed to be wine.
Wine. Oh, it could be whinge.
Actually, yeah, I don't think that's a word.
Well, my Microsoft Word is telling me it's not a word.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not. And then I'm supposed to talk about problems with Smokehouse's connection, which has been fixed as well.
Yes. Thank you, cable company.
So a lot of things have changed for the better. Then read out the names in the IRC. Then I talk about things going on in the world of Rant Media. Smokehouse inserts snide comments about how little Sim does.
There is that.
Then I read the news, and then Smokehouse inserts snide comments about anything that is vaguely left-wing or does not conform to a Bible Belt outlook.
Okay. Anyone who really knows me knows I am not Bible Belt at all. Christians hate me.
Yeah?
The hardcore ones, they hate me. Because they're like, you're going to hell. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect.
I guess I won't see you in heaven. It's okay, fine with me, of course.
That's good, because I don't like you anyway.
As long as I don't have to spend eternity with you!
Just because I'm not a socialist doesn't mean I'm Bible Belt. Thank you very much.
Don't have to push it to the extremes, right?
No.
Anyway, then it's get Smokey to disconnect, then call him back.
Let's skip that one.
Yeah, we don't need to do that anymore. A lot of this has been fixed. Talk about problems with Smokehouse's connection. That's fixed. And Sim and Smokehouse general chatter. Fill time until Purdon calls.
Okay.
And then receive call from Purdon. And then wrap up the show.
which is misspelled, by the way.
Yeah, Purdon doesn't spell his name like that. I guess he's...
Which is really funny, because you can read his name every week in the IRC, and it's still spelled wrong.
He pronounces it Purdon.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still spelled wrong on what we've got here.
I know, this is P-U-R-D-E-N, and it's in the IRC it's P-E-R-D-E-N. G-Maniacs, he is... he's not even the IRC, so maybe he just listens to the show and doesn't participate without the IRC, so maybe he never sees the spelling.
That could be.
And then he says, there you go, my first non-monetary donation to Rant Radio.
Well, has he ever sent us money?
Good question. I don't put up the names of people who send money on the donation page, so I don't know. I'd have to look back
in
my records.
Send me money. I'm the poor one. Send me money.
Smokey has no job. So... He collects cans. He hobbles along the street and collects cans, or sits outside the liquor store playing a kazoo for money.
Or, you know, liquor. Either.
Or for liquor. He'll take one or the other. Because that's really where the money... It's really where the money goes to, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Straight from the bottle into Smokey's mouth. So the IRC tonight. Spyco, K-Tog, Nobix, Inside, Jibcat, Pseudocrow, Space Cowboy. Oh, Purdon is there. Purdon. Pele.
I'm sure he's priming himself to get banned right now.
Yeah, he's always one bad comment away from being banned. He's always walking the line. Jibcat, I think I've said that. Sparbed Wireless, Resonant, Knuckles, MST3K, VTM, Poi, Nighthawk, The Grey Ghost, Zombie Morgan, and that's all the people that are chatting right now in the IRC. And how you get into the IRC, the easy way, go to the website, rantradio.com, click on the chat on the left-hand side, and the little buttons are our chat. And it has full instructions there if you want to use the Java crap, or if you want to actually participate properly and download a program, like an IRC client, and get in
there's
there.
There's like 87 people in there right now.
Yeah, and we're not that popular. It's all about the patrolling, of course.
Hey, man, I'll take what I can get.
Exactly. Whatever floats our boat, whatever gets people listening to us, we will stoop very low to get more listeners, but you know.
Hey man, it's like I said last week, I'm glad we're not the most popular show anymore. Pressure's off.
Yeah, pressure's off. We don't have to perform anymore. We're not the stars.
It's like Sea Game. That's all I want, man. just mail it in every week.
As long as we pass, right?
And they'll still listen, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, so it's all good. Yeah, Patrolling Tonight. Of course, we'll talk about that later. Rant Speak site, you can download all the archives, listen to all our glory, if you could post that. And how to get involved with Rant Radio. Soon I'll be making up a page, a very outlined page of how to participate in Rant Radio and all the small to big things you can do. And there's many, many things you can do, even if you've got a crap connection and you don't know how to do anything except listen to the radio, you can also participate. But there's many things you can do. Like sending your mugshot to me, info@rantradio.com, and I'll put you up on our listeners' picture page. Or long-distance listeners page, if you're not in North America, save Mexico. You can also email me, info@rantradio.com. You can also tell somebody about Rant, one of the projects we do. There's lots of them. Or you can check out the projects listings in the forums and see if you can help us out with one of those. You can also send in your news stories to RantSpeak, to me, info@rantradio.com, because I always like those to help out so I don't have to go searching all week for stuff.
We'd like you to do our work for us.
It's a community effort, really.
Yeah, really.
Bandwidth. We always need bandwidth. It's always fluctuating up and down.
Oh, indeed.
One of the mirrors went down this week, unfortunately. One of the talk mirrors and one of the punk mirrors. Punk's hanging by thread right now. Yeah, it's sucking. We had one, a European mirror. It was a little bit too narrow bandwidth to support it. It was kind of working, buffering all the time, so that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, we suck like that.
Yeah, I want to thank them, though. It is tough mirroring for Europe because it has to get there and back. It almost worked. It was so close. I was hoping, but he tried. So we need bandwidth, somebody with a fat pipe that has a computer that they can install Shoutcast on, not at home. Not at home. All the people seeding right now for the torrent, I have to stop it while doing the show. Unfortunately, we had some torrent issues before
we
the show.
Can't do both at the same time.
Yeah, it'd be sounding like ip, 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 and that would be no good. And then nobody would be able to find out how to get the torrent. DJs, we need DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yeah.
24 hours in a day, and they're all filled up.
Yeah, working on that. I'm thinking I might actually get there.
Really?
The way it's going, yeah, the way it's going, I can see it happening.
It's in the future. I can envision it. I mean, we're getting like two or three a week now.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
Three a week. And I have people ask me about it, and I'm listening to them. It just takes time sometimes.
Well, it does take time to sort it out, listen to the demo, set them up with all the info, make sure it's a good show, et cetera, et cetera.
And I do have to prioritize.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
You got to deal with the DJs we have right now before going on and getting more, because you don't want all the DJs to fall to the wayside and things get crappy with the ones they have.
Which has become a pain in the butt within the last week, but that's another story.
That's right. Yeah.
But, yeah.
You have any news?
I've got some stuff coming, but really nothing I can talk about.
Yeah. We had some DJs premiere this week, didn't we?
Scott and Johnson premiered this week, an hour late.
But they got on.
Because they said they had it all under control, and, well, they didn't.
As usual. Yeah, but they still were able to do an hour of their show, I guess?
Yeah, they did an hour, and they did pretty well. They promised me they'll do better on, I think they're on Wednesday as well.
Do better! Do better!
Yeah, and they have a big interview, I guess, on Wednesday with Chris Perillo, used to be on Tech TV.
Oh, excellent.
I guess they know him.
Oh, good.
So they're going to interview him. So
that's very cool.
I guess we get some celebrity time.
He'll probably be able to talk about the big move of Tech TV to G4 and the location move and how he couldn't deal with it, I guess, if he's not there anymore.
Well, he left Tech TV quite some time ago, but that's where he got his start.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
He like writes books and goes to conventions now and stuff like that.
Ah.
But you know, whatever we can get. I guess they know Will Wheaton too, so we're gonna get to talk to Will Wheaton.
Oh, cool. The big internet celebrity now.
Mm-hmm.
Made smooth transition from Ensign to internet celebrity.
and maybe Bruce Campbell.
Oh.
I'm not sure yet, but maybe.
I like that one. Let me know when that's on, if you know and I don't.
I thought you might like that.
Bruce Campbell is cool.
I shouldn't say it because it jinxed it, but I couldn't hold that one back.
Well, that would be nice. That would be really cool.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
that's about it. I just got you know, wishes going on. And that's about all.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We don't want to count our chickens before they're hatched.
No.
Or slaughtered. Okay, Rant Media News Items. We need help with our torrent seeds. Everybody's helping out major. If you can post a link to those two torrent seeds, one for the Pornum
sure.
Beta, one for the Patrolling. And soon, I think I'll be doing the After Now, as in seasons, torrent for each season.
Uh-huh.
So that'll help out. And we just recently got some more mirrors for After Now, which helps a lot. Some of them were dying off, which is inevitable. Of course, people can't mirror forever.
No.
Thank you to the new person who did that. And Sean was here today doing commentary for the Patrolling. We're all caught up. He's even done the commentary for the one that is being released tonight, which is
really?
Very, very nice. Yes. This is the one.
Did you talk to him for me, by the way?
Of course I did.
What did he say?
He is turned into a hermit.
Did you tell him I'm not mad at him?
I didn't know that that was an issue, so I didn't know that you were.
No, it's not an issue, and I never was. Sometimes I think he thinks that I am.
He didn't bring that up or anything. He didn't say that he thought that you were mad at him.
No, I just think sometimes he's afraid that if I want to talk to him, that I'm going to chew his ass out.
Oh.
And that's not the case. It's just a I miss my friend thing.
Oh, okay. He's turned into a total technophobe and hermit. And it's not that he doesn't talk to you. He doesn't talk to anyone.
Yeah, but this is me. See, that's not a valid excuse for him and
yeah.
me. So I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to have to write him a letter by hand, which really sucks.
There you go. That might elicit a response. That may just work. So I would suggest that, I guess, right?
That's fucking pathetic.
So yeah,
anyway.
He came over, did the commentary for Patrolling for the Patrolling DVD set, which will be released after the full season of Patrolling comes out. Of course, there's going to be extras on the DVD and these commentaries as well. And this new episodes, episode 6, is the funniest one. He says that so far, and it is funny.
Really?
It's hilarious. I love this one.
Well, that's good.
I was laughing the whole way through editing it, so we'll see if everybody else thinks it's just as funny.
That's good, because funny's good, because so far it hasn't been practical for me at all.
Some people, it's not practical.
It's fun to watch, but I'm like, I can't use any of this at all.
People not picking inside is shouts in the RC sim. When does the new season of After Now start? 111 exclamation mark. If you go to the release dates page, I am always constantly revising this page and pushing everything back. And you
yeah.
can see on this page all the release dates and the current estimation of when things are coming out. If you could post that in the IRC.
Yeah.
The current estimation of season 4 for After Now is late 2004. That was pushed back from August. Of course, August is come and gone. And
otherwise known as when we get it done.
Yeah, everything is when we get it done. These are estimations. You can see at the bottom, please note, all dates are subject to change without notice and probably will change.
Uh-huh.
The DVD, the SKTFM TV DVD set is out. It says it's released there. You can't get it, though, and you can find a link there why you can't get it. The Sean Kennedy TV show DVD set will be released this year. Of course, After Now Season 4, late this year. And I have a whole bunch of things that say late 2004. Those will not all get done. Probably the What the Hell DVD set will get done. And
I can't even believe doing that.
The What the Hell DVD set?
That just blows my mind.
That
yeah.
Why that it should be done, or that it's quite an undertaking.
The fact that people actually want it.
Yeah.
And we're giving something out with a phone number on it that many times. So it's
you know, not too many people order the DVD sets. Like, I know, like 10 to 20 people so far for some of the other ones, right? So
okay, I'm getting mine. That's all that matters.
That's all you care about. And this is mostly for me. If other people don't want it or don't like it, I don't care. This is just so I can get it off my hard drive, get a perfect copy. If people want it, I can actually give it to them in one big chunk, get it done, rather than sitting
you
on videotapes.
You still have all this crap on your hard drive?
All the ones that I've done.
Is that what's...
All the 128K versions.
How many
versions.
Is that?
Pretty much all the ones you see on all the ones you see on the webpage of the What the Hell webpage, plus like 20 more.
That's all of them. They're all up there, except for the ones.
Oh no!
Maybe 20.
Oh, check
20
it out.
Or 30 that you didn't have.
Check the webpage out. There's lots that are not done. There's like 40 or 50 that are not done.
I figured the ones that weren't done were ones that you didn't actually have.
No, the ones that I don't have are labeled as such. No archive exists from week number 8 to week 19. Those are the only ones I don't have, and week 1 through 4. The ones I don't
have... That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, those were really, really sad, sad shows.
A lot of the early stuff is horrible.
There's only one show that I really am upset that I missed, is the sex show, where everybody talks about all their first sexual encounters.
Also, it was like the IRC way back then.
Pretty much. And that was a really, really funny show.
Ah.
And then week 24 through 46 is what I'm working on.
So. The Halloween shows were always good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were always good. So there's the release dates. I'm not going to go through the rest of them. I don't know which other one I'm going to get done. And you can see there's a movie plan. We're probably going to film it in 2005, summer of 2005. For release in 2006.
I hope that's not lame. No offense, but a lot of amateur movies are, like, really terrible. So
has anything we've done lame? Have we released anything? I will not. I have a lame filter.
Yeah, but see, acting is different. Everything we've done has been, like, documentary, you know? We don't have to act.
Very true.
And movies require acting.
And that's a different realm. That's a totally different realm, yes.
That's a whole different thing. We could, like, seriously tarnish ourselves and it's over. You know? we could be, like, the fat Star Wars kid reincarnated.
He got pretty popular. He's world-renowned.
Yeah, but he had to go into counseling and shit, I suppose, for all this crap.
He couldn't handle the attention. He just couldn't handle it. Yeah.
He felt, ridiculed and destroyed.
I sure hope not. I hope that's not our fate, but we'll see. I will not let something out that sucks. If it does suck, I'll turn it into a joke thing and put it somewhere else. I don't know.
I know that we wouldn't let something out that sucks.
Yep.
I just hope that we don't think it's good and it actually sucks.
Okay, well, we've got some good elements. Sean? Is a good is a decent writer, right? He's written books. There's people like them. I think I'm a decent filmographer. It's not too bad. You haven't really seen anything that's too cinematic. You know, the intro to Patrolling, some stuff in Burning Man.
I'm too far away. That's the problem.
I have a cameo of Smokey rolling across and getting shot or run over by a car or something.
We could probably do that with CGI. Somebody's smart enough out there to do that, you know.
There you go. All you have to do is get
right in this movie.
Find a blue screen in your town. Go to your local TV station and, like, roll your wheelchair across the screen, and I'll be able to fit it in somewhere.
Yeah. That'd be great.
You sound very enthusiastic about that.
I've had a tough day, man.
Oh, no.
It's harsh.
Well, we got a lot of good fan mail, so maybe that'll cheer you up.
That's good. I got a love letter the other day from Spyco.
Ooh, Spyco.
But too bad Spyco's a guy.
Well, you take what you can get, really, right?
He's like, man, if I was gay, I would totally want you.
Somebody said that to me as well this week, which is frightening. I can't remember who it was, but, you know, a lot of gay offers, not too many straight female offers.
Yeah, you'd be a great fag, dude. I mean, look at you.
Oh, I'm thin, I'd be the bitch, everybody'd be happy, right?
You got the blonde hair, and you're the industrial singer, it's just too easy.
Wearing tight clothing, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great, right? Yeah, but that's not going to happen. So, sorry to disappoint all the non-straight guys out there.
Well, you know, there could be an argument for that, because you had an opportunity to get some 2 weeks ago and you didn't take it.
Oh.
You're like, no, I got to do radio.
I was busy. I'm doing the radio
girl
thing.
Okay.
I'm doing the radio thing. That's more important. So, Storm wow. Bad, take us into the email. And our foreign email of the week, speaking English, thank you very much from Fatty from Poland, who writes, "Very good radio. I don't speak English. Your station is okay." It doesn't sound very crazy, but it's really spelled quite weird.
His name's Fatty. That's cool.
Fatty. F-A-T-I. Thank you, Fatty. Fatty, 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 Fatty. Wari in the IRC asks, does Drexel do shows anymore? No. He manages a game store in Vancouver. Very cool kind of board game store in Vancouver. Not the normal board games, all the German import cool ones.
Is he making fat bank off this?
You betcha. He's doing good. And I drop in there and play some board games from time to time every couple weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
With .com girl.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Mookie sends something in. Sean. Nobody knows how to spell Sean's name, even though it's everywhere.
No. It's the Irish spelling, guys. It's easy.
S-E-A-N. Simple, simple. But that's okay. Who cares? As long as you say the name. Just came across your stuff via Winamp by accident. Just wanted to say that I'm enjoying all the rant programming when I can listen to it and watch it. Keep it up, man. Yeah, the patrolling episodes are in rotation on the Rant TV site. Peace, Mookie, from Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia, Canada. Way to get the Eastern listeners in. Well, they're all living near the ocean on rocks, so anything that gets them through the day, I guess.
You guys make fun of all the guys in the East, don't you? Isn't that your thing?
Yes, that is our thing.
Yeah, because they're like all dumb or something, and well, and that's, the deal is.
That's the perception.
That's what it's, the perception is, that's it, what I mean, right?
It's mostly the Newfoundlanders, the Newfies.
Newfies are dumb, okay, I gotcha.
And most of them, a lot of them live up to their name. Sorry for anybody out there listening in Newfoundland right now. It's the accent that really does them in. It really is. I dated a Newfie once, quite funny stuff.
Maybe it's inbreeding.
It could be a lot of inbreeding. Reeknast 25. I am a new listener to your program and I like what I hear. It's about time someone speaks some truth about the world.
Is that us?
Who knows? They send in general emails saying, I like your stuff. Your program is good. Yeah, which program? But one of them's good.
You didn't talk about the new TV shows we have that you hired without me knowing.
I told you
about
them.
So I can't talk about them. I don't know what they are.
I told you about them after the fact.
Forget it. I thought you should mention them. I don't even know what they are. You told me about them yet, but I didn't actually look.
Oh, okay. Here's the schedule for Rant TV. I only added one this week. I added the other one the other week, and you're pissed off about that, too. So we've already done that one.
I'm not pissed. You're just supposed to, tell me stuff. That's why I'm having problems now, people not telling me stuff.
No,
you're not helping.
No communication lines.
That's a problem.
Problems. This one is very cool. I thought it was a unique concept. I've never seen it before. This is urban exploration. If anybody has heard about this, there's a big underground movement of... big buzzwords there. There's people that go out and search places that other people don't normally go to, or they're forgotten for a long time. That's urban exploration. Under the cities, into the lost areas of cities that have been buried forever and just built over, or these guys go through into buildings, through service tunnels that don't necessarily have signs up, and the doors are open. Don't say, don't trespass, but they go in anyway, look around, see what's there. This one's called White's...
That's cool.
It is. It's super cool. White's...
Produced well?
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. It could be done better, of course. Everything could be done better, but it was good enough to put on. It's really interesting. In one episode, he goes to a grain silo, and he's, filming it, and this guy comes out and says, you can't film here. And he goes, oh, why not? And he said, oh, I'm from the Department of Homeland Security, and you've got to turn off that camera because these are grain silos, and in these grain silos, all the air inside them is extremely flammable because of all the grain residue or something.
Right. They'll go boom in a hurry.
They go boom real good. So you talked with that guy for a little bit, and he seemed pretty cool. He's just like, you just can't film here. I'm not supposed to let you film. Yeah, it's cool stuff. He goes underground underneath buildings, and you can see, you know those grates on the sidewalk in some cities, and they used to open up, and their service entrances, and the elevators come up? Yeah, he goes underneath there and talks to people about that. And I think he's got like 7 or 8 episodes there, and you can also download them, too.
Sweet.
So that is cool.
That is cool. I'll let you live.
You let me live through that one? That one's okay?
Yeah. That one's okay.
And he put up links on his site to Rant TV and stuff. He's really cool.
That's awesome.
This next one's from Hydrogenerated. Hydrogenerated, sir. Thank you for having the archive.org download links for patrolling. I haven't been able to get nothing from Torrent, so I finally got to watch all the episodes today, and my God, they're excellent. Great intro. Very entertaining, great quality. Thank you very much. And that is awesome that archive.org can help us out in that way.
Hey, you don't have to thank us, dude. We had nothing to do with it. We're just as happy as you are.
Yeah, we didn't put it even up on archive.org.
Anonymous
person put that up, and that's what the community effort is about, everybody helping everybody. And that is
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And that's another example of people helping us out that we don't even ask for. It's amazing.
And I understand the guy's frustration because it doesn't work all that well for me either.
Yeah, some people torrents just don't work for. I don't know if it's the settings or the ISP throttles.
I've always had trouble with shit like that. I've always had trouble with that.
And it works great for me, but some people just doesn't work.
I can use stuff, you know, like Kazaa and the big ones like that, but Nutella and stuff like that and things of that nature never work for me. Forget it. They just don't. And my connection, it's not like it sucks.
No, I can hear you great on the Skype. It's great.
It doesn't work.
Just some things aren't working. And some ISPs do throttle certain ports.
That could be it.
And it could be it, and they don't tell you. And it just slows down, and you just think it sucks. But it's maybe just your ISP. It's quite subversive.
That could be.
This one's from Tim. Hi, Rant Radio. I love your show. Hey, I just had to write that. I find it very inspiring and hope that it will be there for me for many years to come. Well, we've been here 6 years, and we plan on being here for a very long time.
If we don't go crazy first.
Yeah, if we don't go insane for one reason or another. You play these jingle thingies called Cell of Rant Radio. Now I tried to find the text for them on the net, but failed to do so. But they're just so... I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that leads to being supposed to be.
It's like fat with a D in it. Fatted, I don't know. They're so fat. How about that?
Yeah, I didn't get the memo for that one. So.
I missed the lead speak to English translation for that one. Mm-hmm. So how do I acquire them? Wow, my computers are acting up now. Better send this before it croaks. Use our rock soaring lead, Tim. The Cell of Rant Radio, those are actually sent in by listeners. Those aren't things I downloaded off the net. Those are just people that really like Rant Radio, and there's this thing that somebody made up called Cell of Rant Radio. It's just a listener, and they call themselves Cell.
I suppose we should talk about the downloading stuff, right, since we...
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, with the FCP?
Last week, I got a cease and desist order, and like people love to send me. From the MPAA.
I'd frame it. I really would.
It's an email. It's
just that you got one. Look at that.
I guess it's on one level. It's kind of cool, right? On the other level, it's a big fuck you from the corporations to me. Thank you. I got a cease and desist order from the MPAA for my FTP site, the Rant Radio FTP site, saying you're hosting illegal copyrighted material and you're disseminating it through the known free world and people are losing money. Big corporations are making billions instead of billions and billions. And they didn't even test it out whether they could download these things, which they couldn't. I'm not disseminating anything.
No.
People were uploading it, and halfway through they realized they couldn't upload the whole thing, and they upload like half a movie and crap like that. Anyway, listen to last week's if you want to find out. So I decided, like, people are uploading this crap and filling my hard drive. I have to go in every week and delete this crap that I don't even want, and they're wasting my bandwidth and wasting my hard drive space and and may actually destroy things by filling up my hard drive and, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And I just got sick of deleting it, so I turned off the upload access for anonymous people. This is not a great big deal, because most of the crap that was uploaded was just that. It was crap. And anybody who really does want to upload, they can always get a hold of us, and it's usually
just ask,
and we will give them access to upload. And this will curb all the problems. This does
hopefully
curb all the problems, and if not, we just may change the password or whatever. It's not a big deal. Oh no, they're uploading the stuff we don't want.
We're making more rules.
Yeah, I hate when this has to be done, because I think I'd like to believe that we live in a happy, everyone cooperating, anarchistic society where everyone just cooperates with each other. And I like the idea of an anarchistic society where everybody is cooperating and everything just runs smoothly because everyone's cool.
It doesn't happen, though.
It doesn't happen with a medium like this sometimes.
Yeah. We both make different kinds of rules, but it's not really because we want to. We just sort of have to.
We're forced into a corner.
We've gotten so big now, there's no way around it. We have to make little rules here and there to keep our thumb on things.
Yeah, and...
because this could go to hell in a hurry. If we,
and that's all we're trying to prevent, is things going to hell. And we're not trying to be dictators or anything. And
no,
it's not like
contrary
this.
Contrary to popular belief, we're not dictators.
No.
Usually.
Sometimes it seems like that. But downloading, it's still all there. You can download all the stuff that was downloadable before. There's all of Sean Kennedy's rants. There's bonus material. There's interviews that we did for rants. There's a lot of stuff still for download. None of that's prevented. It's just you can't upload stuff. And oh boy, big deal. If you want to upload stuff, email me. And usually it's demos anyway, which we give you the information for new shows anyway.
Right.
So that explains that. And the cells of Rant Radio, already went over that. Okay, this next one's from Jeff Mann. Not sure if anyone has let you know here in the U.S., or at least South Florida, you must wear a... Did I go over this? Last week?
It sounds familiar.
School IDs? No, I didn't actually.
Or something similar to that.
All right, I'm going to read this out. If anybody remembers, stop me, because sometimes I forget to... Well, I rarely forget to delete all my notes, but for the next
show. I think the last one we talked about might have mentioned about having ads on the school IDs.
Oh, no, this is different. This is different. Same vein. Here in the U.S., or at least South Florida, you must wear a school ID around your neck. If you do not wear it and walk on the school property, you will be treated like a homicidal person that is there to kill everyone. If you do anything to change its way it looks, even with a very small stick, I guess sticker, that only covers part with no print on it, you will be suspended from the school. BS, he adds. We broke into the room where they keep the ID maker and changed everyone's info so that everyone in the school was in grade 12. The school said they lost over $10,000 because they had to reprint the school IDs. And when they found out who did it, they would have to pay for it. So we came forward, and when they asked for the $10,000, we said, fuck you, and pulled out the evidence that each card cost less than a cent. And the total cost of card press printing is about... 75 cents, it looks like. Three-quarters of a cent. It's hard to say. This is very weirdly worded. Three-quarters of a cent for each, so the school was forced to back down and do nothing. More stories of WOGs firing back in school. That was in 2001, and by now it must be much, much worse. And this is from Jeff Mann, who is or is not. No, he's not in the IRC. It may be good to reveal this kind of information. I wouldn't recommend going into breaking into the school and doing stuff like this.
No, I mean, you're just going to make it worse on yourself if you do things like that.
Yeah, they're going to change the rules to make it a little bit worse for everyone.
I don't like the fact that, schools do stuff to kids now, but let's be honest, it all wouldn't have started if some kids wouldn't have went in there with guns and killed a bunch of people, That's what started a lot of it.
Probably, yeah. And all the metal detectors in schools and, it's gotten much, much worse. I don't know what I would be doing if I was in school. I'd probably be a really, really bad, rebellious kid. I don't know. I wasn't that rebellious back when I was in high school, as socially aware as I am now, I guess.
I was very, very rebellious.
Yeah.
Because I hung out with the jocks and I could get away with it. I was the equipment manager for the varsity football team and I could do whatever I wanted to do.
Oh, really? So you had keys for everywhere.
I didn't have keys. I mean, I could just do whatever I wanted and they'd send me to the office, you know. They'd send me to the dean's office and the dean was the head football coach.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a colossal waste of time. Because he'd be like, you know you're in trouble, right? And I'd say, yeah. Do you care? No. Okay.
This next one is More Anarchy by listeners. Hey, Sim and crew, I'm the manager for a very well-known mall store chain down here in the States, Spencer Gifts. Are you aware of that one?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. I like that store. They got neat stuff in there.
Okay. If you guys are familiar with it, it's the kind of store with the kinds of customers that piss me off the most. Well, if you work anywhere, your customers tend to piss you off.
It's a novelty store.
Okay.
Mostly.
It says, but hey, it's how I pay my bills and give me ranting fuel. Anyway, the way our register computer program is set up, we get a slideshow of various products that we sell in both the cashiering program as well as the screensaver. I found this ridiculous because why do we, the employees, need to see advertisements of what we sell? I don't like being hit with commercials while I'm at work, even if it's from the company I work for. So after a bit of digging, I found where the image files are stored and replaced one with a rant radio ad. Just my way of sticking it to the man and maybe drawing attention to my fellow bitter employees to something they can relate to.
We're gonna get our ass kicked one of these days.
I know. We're gonna get cease and desist orders left and right. Let's hope that it spreads the virus just a little bit further. I give out CDs with archive shows all the time, and I hope I have a hand in bringing more people aboard the Grey Ghost. Are you fucking with your microphone there?
Smoking? I might have bumped a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's getting a little staticky. Not in general, but once in a while.
Oh, it's probably because my hand is near the antenna.
Okay. And somebody...
I don't have a lot of room. You know, I'm a little cramped.
Looked like your room was pretty roomy.
Yeah, but my workspace is pretty small.
Oh, okay. And somebody in the RC, I can't remember when it was, we're talking about every time a patrolling is released, was this a call last week? Oh, I'm getting all fucked up here. That they burn it to DVD and hand out copies to everyone at their work.
Yeah.
Was that a caller? Or do you remember?
I think it was. I don't remember. I was probably drunk. But
oh, whatever. I thought that was a cool thing.
I think it might have been a caller. I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, Opinion Blue says, hey, Sim just said fuck. Sim curse. Do I not swear a lot in this show? Or?
Not as much as me. No, not anywhere near as much as
okay.
I do.
Okay. Oh, that's really fun.
So the fact that I do it so much probably completely overshadows you. And
oh,
you don't
okay.
notice it when you do it.
I'm relatively yeah. unswearing, I guess.
You are a saint compared to the way I talk. So.
Yeah, I use swearing for punctuation, for important points, but not too much.
It's because you're so much better than I am.
Not to slam you, I'm just talking myself here. Near Rock writes in, just watched the second episode of the Sean Kennedy TV show. That I guess is the live one. During the interview with the old man, he brings out the Nova Dreamer. The sleep utility thing from the Lucidity Institute.
Right.
Well, he says it turns dreams into technicolor, so you can remember them better. This is not the complete truth. The thing it does is turn on a light as you enter REM, and you can use this as a dream sign that makes you understand that you are dreaming. This makes you lucid in the dream and you have complete control of the world because it's all in your dream. Want to fly, do it. Want to shag whoever, do it. Of course, the Nova Dreamer is not required for lucid dreaming. There are lots of good techniques for learning to do this.
Okay.
Check out www.ld4all.com. It has tons of good links and book recommendations and a good forum. I checked out this before actually announcing on the show because I don't want to just point everyone to a big commercialized site selling books. This site is actually really, really, really cool, and it gives you step-by-step instructions on how to control your dreams better.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm very tempted to actually do this because I've been thinking. You sleep. Some people sleep a third of their life. Some people sleep a quarter of their life. Currently, I'm sleeping a quarter of my life by sleeping 6 hours a day. And some people sleep 8 hours a day. Whatever gets you through the day, right?
Yeah, mine changes every day. I might sleep 10 hours, and I might sleep 2. I'm weird like that.
Yeah. On the weekend, I try for 10.
Yeah.
Because I like to you know, sleep in, lounge around, whatever, not be controlled by my buzzer that's next to my head that tells me to wake up at 7 a.m. to get ready for work or to get ready to press the snooze button for an hour and a half.
Right.
But I was thinking, okay, if you could control your dreams a bit better, you would actually reclaim this quarter or a third of your life that is wasted.
Yeah.
Because this would not, it would turn from a dream that you cannot control into sort of a movie that you just sit down and watch in a 6-hour movie every night.
Can you control your dreams at all?
I have in the past. I used to write down my dreams back, I don't know, 10 years ago or whatever. And at that time, I was able to have more control over my dreams. I remembered them better. And when I went to this site, these were two of the techniques that they mentioned to control, to have more lucid dreams,
okay.
which is controlling your dreams and be able to do it.
Right.
And I thought, wow, I used to do that. No wonder I could control my dreams in the past.
I can do it sometimes. If I realize in the middle of a dream that it's a dream,
yeah,
then it's like I can do whatever I want.
You're able to control it a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I thought, hey, I should really reclaim this quarter of my life back and turn it into something that's a little bit more enjoyable, because right now my mind is just controlling what I see and hear and do in my dreams. And mostly it's very good stuff, but why not be a participant in the dream?
I kill a lot of people in my dreams. Is that bad?
I don't know. Does it make you feel better when you wake up, or do you go, oh my God, that was awful?
Well, usually it's someone like chasing me or trying to hurt me or something like that.
So it's probably not totally positive, I'm sure.
I'll get pissed off. I'll realize it's a dream, and I'll just turn around and kill them. I don't know why I have a lot of dreams like that, but I do. It's
wow.
A little scary.
And I always think of dreaming as the defragging of your head, which I think it is, because if you don't go to sleep and dream for say 3 or 4 days, you start seeing things.
Yeah.
And you start slowing down in your mental process, and you can't really think things through.
No.
And you've heard the term, I'll sleep on it. That totally makes sense. You wake up, you've actually seemed to have thought things through, and you have a definite resolution for some problem you've been thinking about.
Yeah, that is true.
And, what did I say? Jibcat says, fight for your right to sleep. Anyway, I thought that was a cool link that people may want to
investigate. I always sleep over this freaking station. I do.
Sometimes
weird.
I do, too. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do?
We have to make this station not suck.
How am I going to make it unsuck or keep it going or make it not insane for me?
I know, because I think we've both been really burned out this week. Because this week I've just felt like crap.
Oh, yeah. The last about 2 weeks, I've been so burned out about everything. And I'm like, I just can't face it. I can't do it. I
don't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
we're tired.
It was tough. It was so tough. I didn't answer email for a while. And I'm getting back into it.
About answering email anyway. I catch some crap about that.
Well, I answer the really important stuff right away. But it's tough. And I do a lot of answering on the show and... So I get through it. Anyway, enough bitching. Conrad writes, Sim, I've been listening to Rant Radio Talk every day at work since the start of the year. At work.
Ooh.
Wow, eh? It quite simply pisses all over commercial radio stations here in Scotland. I guess he lives. I have a few quick questions that I couldn't find answers to in the forums. Is there a new Sean Kennedy talk show being produced? If not, as I suspect, will there be any made in the future? I like the Cup of Joe show also. I have not heard it for some time. Is it coming back? It would be good if you could air all the Cup of Joe shows.
Okay.
The answer. Thanks for the email. This is actually what I wrote back to him.
Okay.
And you can add some stuff after as well. Thanks for the email. There are no new Sean Kennedy talk radio shows in the works right now. For past, current, and future projects Sean and myself are doing, you can check out these pages if you can post those in the IRC right now. And these are all found on the rantmedia.ca site, and go to the About, and it has all these listed, and I label them as past, current, and future, which I thought was very clever. The Cup of Joe shows...
Very clever. Way to go.
How's that clever thing holding up for you? Yeah. The Cup of Joe show is still going strong. Please.
Yeah, he hasn't missed a week, I don't think.
No, so he is...
If you're missing it, it's your fault.
He is unwavering. He is so strong with his broadcasting conviction. He's great. Mm. He is such a good guy. Comes in the IRC, talks with people. He's really, really good.
He'll dump us in a second, though. I give him a lot of crap about that.
As soon as the Bucks are there.
Oh, yeah, he's gone. He wants to be on Air America so bad he can taste it.
He's a working man. He wants to get paid for this, and I don't blame him. It's hard work.
I want to get paid for it, too.
I just hope that he keeps in syndication with us if he does get some money going on.
Well, that'd be hard because then they'll have to run ads. And
yeah, that would be hard. I don't blame him. It's all cool. I wouldn't mind being the jumping stone. The jumping point for people to break into broadcasting if they want to do that. I think that's great.
That's all I say. Just remember who your friends are when they give you the big check. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, just remember Rant when you get that big interview. Please check out the following pages for times for shows on Rant Radio Talk, including my show, Rant Speak.
My show.
Yeah, my show. Well, I'm speaking to, you know. Yeah, it's hard to say our show.
Yeah, okay. It's all right.
Mine and Smokey's show.
Thank you.
There's the link, and if you could post that in the IRC as well for people who want to check out other live shows. We have tons of shows.
Yes, we're
in the works of running repeats of the Cup of Joe show soon because I think those would be great for rotation.
Yeah, we can do that.
And I think he's uploaded a bunch already. I just have to throw them into rotation.
I think actually we have to take some down because is there a limit how many they can upload? Because
nope.
He was trying to upload new stuff and it wouldn't go. I said, "Well, take some of your old stuff down and see what it does."
Well, as we discussed today, he has some troubles.
Yeah.
No, there's no limit at all. My hard drive space is the limit, and there's no problems with hard drive space right now.
I didn't know if you limited like the directory space for them or.
No, I don't do that at all. Until there's abuse, I don't really limit anybody.
I don't care. I was just asking.
Yeah, nope.
He's having trouble.
He's all cool. He should just sort out his FTP issues, I guess.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, this next one's from an unknown person. I can't remember. Somebody posted it. They might be listening tonight. Ooh, 90 people listening. Wow. 90 people in the IRC, I mean.
I was going to say, what the fuck are you talking about?
Not 90 people listening. How can there be 90 people in the IRC and nowhere near that people listening? And usually it's not... I don't know.
Because they're assholes. They don't care about us or the station. They just want to sit in the IRC and talk about their cocks all day.
I guess so.
You're just now figuring this out? God, man.
Anyway, there's lots of people in the IRC. That's kind of cool. Hey, all those people in the IRC, listen to the show. It's really cool. Unknown person sent this in, Boycott Gillette. We've talked about Gillette in the past on the show. And this is a nice, cool page that outlines RFID tags and how Gillette is using the RFID tags to track customers and also take pictures of customers while they're purchasing their products. It says, whenever a shopper picks up a packet of razor blades from a spy shelf, snap, a hidden camera secretly takes a close-up photo of the shopper's face, and a second photo is snapped at the cash register to make sure the product is paid for. Gillette's spy shelves have been uncovered in England, and we suspect they have been tested on various locations around the United States and other countries. Gillette's spy shelf and associated hidden camera applications were developed at the MIT Auto ID Center. During that time, Gillette VP Dick Cantwell was the head of Center's Board of Overseers. The industry consortium has produced documents, pictures, and video promoting the use of Gillette's smart shelves to take secret...
Did you just say Board of Overseers?
Center's Board of Overseers, and they spell it with
that's just wrong.
Three E's, which is kind of weird, but that is wrong. You know it's bad when they don't even care how evil they sound anymore.
No, and I use their products too, so that sucks.
Oh, wow. Promoting the use of Gillette Smart Shelves to take secret photos of unsuspecting customers. So you can read all the documents and letters and all that stuff. So people, take a look at that. Crazy, crazy stuff. Next one. Dear Mr. Kennedy and Mr. O'Brien. Wow. That's a good one. I don't think I've ever got that before.
I haven't either, you know, with the last name on it.
Mr. Lindsay.
Yeah. Ooh, you actually said my last name on the air. I don't think that's ever happened.
No, I don't think so. Oh, they could find out. We're not hiding.
No, it's just weird.
It is weird, eh? It's been a while since I've emailed you both. This is from Gluco. I know that Mr. Kennedy has been talking about the Akira bike a few times on his SKS show a while back. Well, I have good news for him. I was chatting in the IRC one day in Tulsa, and somebody told me that they had made a prototype model of the bike with a replica of the Tetsuo, the name of the rider I forgot, bike outfit as well. As far as my IRC contact, the bike has not been road driven. Oh, this is really old news anyway. You can post that link. It's been emailed to me a billion times.
Look at the bike. Yeah,
look at the bike. It's cool. It's retro 80s square bike. It doesn't look as cool in real life as it did back in when the movie came out. Thanks to SKTFM's Patrolling, which totally rocked my world series, I've went out and tried the geocaching activity. I love it already. Though some SOBs tried to lay tripwire along an elevated ravine slope in my area. Wow, that really sucks.
That's not cool
that's
at all.
Kind of dangerous. I don't know if that's related to the geocaching, because it doesn't really imply it here. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, we've never said lay out a geocache and try to kill somebody.
No, please don't do that. But if you haven't done the geocaching, it is a very cool thing, and there's so many all over the United States. Check out web pages. There's probably one in your area. You just need a GPS and a walking shoes, I guess, hiking boots.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion to Mr. Kennedy, which I'm sure he may have in his notes already, if he can do a clip about how to clean the shoe polish out of the dip brush, because mine is gunked up and hard enough to stab somebody with.
Are you that helpless?
I'm sure you can find something. We're not going to really go into the boot polishing again. I'm sure we've had enough boots on the show to kill anyone.
You could just buy a new brush.
Yeah, you could buy a new brush.
That.
Or, I don't know, I have no idea how you would get that. I don't know, soak it in water or...
I don't either, because I'm not much for polished shoes.
Yeah, so maybe look up stuff about how to revive dead paintbrushes. I'm sure if you can revive a dead paintbrush, you can revive a shoe polish brush as well. Enjoy the link, gentlemen, and may you keep up the good work with your shows and creative avenues. Yours truly, Gluco, signs off with Don't Hate the Media, Become the Media.
They're discussing my name in the IRC.
Oh, okay.
That's fantastic.
With the JR and all that kind of stuff.
No wonder he doesn't use it. It sucks.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Whatever. You're a public figure. You have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, what's funny is every time Sean sends me something in the mail, he gets it wrong.
Does he? Well, that's Sean. You expect that, right?
Oh, I love it. I keep
it's
them.
It's so funny.
They're awesome. It's awesome. I love Sean.
This next one, I normally wouldn't do anything that's related to porn, except my band in the show, but this one had to be done. This is a link to Playboy. And anybody who's at work listening to the show, I know they won't be in North America unless you really work late at night, maybe our European listeners. This is a link to Playboy, so be careful if you click on it. There is nudity. It says, "Hey Sim, I found this link snooping around Playboy.com and thought you'd like it. It seems that either online or in the magazine, there will be a member of Real Super Satan Cyber Mystery Cult." IWillPress.com, if you didn't get that. I don't know what that's in reference to. I didn't go there.
Ill Will Press, but they're the same people that do Foamy the Squirrel.
Oh, Ill Will Press.
Yeah.
I don't really find that one funny.
I like Foamy the Squirrel.
He's just a sped-up voice that swears a lot and is really not terribly funny if you take away the squirrel and the sped-up voice. That's how you judge any kind of cartoon, is if you take away the gimmick, is it still funny?
No, it's not funny without the squirrel, but...
Yeah.
There's a squirrel there, so it's funny. That's the whole point.
I see. From the little blurb about what her they really... What? I don't know what that says. I don't know. Some people don't really reread what they write, but we get the gist.
They write in a hurry.
From a little blurb, they seem to be toning down the whole UFO slave traders thing. I don't really feel like looking at anybody that looks like a gray, naked present company excluded, wink, wink. Oops. I didn't get that at first. I didn't even read this very well.
I got it. That didn't take too long.
That's awful. Just thought I'd pass along default profit. What they're posting here is a Raelian. That's posing in Playboy, and they're promoting Raelians. Oh, my
really?
God. I don't think they've fully investigated what the Raelians are here, the Playboy people. Or maybe they just don't care.
Raelians are pretty harmless. So you don't hear any really bad things coming out of Raelian camps, you know?
They're not too bad. They do recruit people. They do take their money to build this landing pad for the aliens to come, and they tell everybody that all the prophets throughout history were robots sent from a different planet, mostly harmless.
Yeah, they're just kind of fucked up space hippies. You know, they're not really...
Oh, yeah.
They're not really dangerous like, say, Scientologists who will, you know, abduct you and kill you.
They're really bad. But if you notice on the picture, if you do click on the link and go to the link, she's wearing the Raelian symbol. The toned-down Raelian symbol. She should have been wearing the real Raelian symbol. Which is
the Star of David.
With the swastika in the middle.
That's awesome.
It's the best symbol in the world.
Yeah.
But they have the toned-down little swirly swastika in that one. The swirly, swirly one. And make us all happy, happy for Playboy posing.
You think Playboy's porn? Playboy's kind of artistic.
It's very artistic, and I don't think I... Yeah, it's quite boring, in fact.
Well, I had a couple friends who were in it, so I'm partial to it.
Oh, yeah. It's way too fuzzy, good, feel good for me. Like,
what do you mean? Explain that.
I don't think I'll get into it.
Oh, come on, I want to know what you mean by fuzzy, feel good.
No. Internet news items. This one's from Jeff Mann. This is actually in the forums I copied it out of. What the hell? Oh, this is actually that's the one that I talked about, the school ID tags. So I got it from the forums. There you go. We'll skip to the next one. This is from Mr. Echo. This one's savebetamax.org. Why save Betamax? This is a clever website playing on the Betamax decision from long ago. I will explain it. We are organizing a call-in day to Congress on September 14th, which is tomorrow, in fact. Tuesday, sorry. My clock rolled over because it's 12:02. Wow. to oppose new legislation that would undermine the Betamax decision, Induce Act. Here's why. The Betamax VCR died more than 15 years ago, but the Supreme Court decision that made Betamax and all other VCRs legal lived on. Thank you for that decision. In Sony versus Universal, known as the Betamax decision, the court ruled that because VCRs have legitimate uses, the technology is legal, even if some people use it to copy movies. Just like knives and guns are not illegal, but they could be used for bad things, you know, same thing. It's how you use it, not what it could be used for. Of course,
exactly.
Of course, the movie industry was lucky that it lost the case against VCRs because home movies soon became Hollywood's largest source of revenue, more so than the movie going public. And the freedom to use and develop new technology that was produced by the Betamax decision set the stage for incredible growth in computer technology we've seen in the last few decades. Hollywood is trying to kill Betamax now. The Betamax ruling is the only thing that protects your rights to own a VCR, tape recorder, CD burner, DVD burner, iPod, or TiVo. It's that important. But new legislation that's being pushed through the Senate by lobbyists for the music and movie industries that would override the Betamax decision create a huge liability for any businesses that make products which can copy sound or video. The legislation, formerly known as the Induce Act, would essentially give Hollywood veto power over a huge range of new technologies. And if they get this power, they'd definitely use it to just as they tried to stomp out the VCR in the 70s and 80s. The music and movie industries want to force all content to go through their own restricted channels. So you can read the rest of it on the website, and if you want to participate in the This is actually may work because they're calling on individuals to do individual acts rather than put their name to a big long piece of paper and they submit one piece of paper. If you write and call individually to these people, they may get the clue that the public does not want what is happening.
Yeah, you have to do it individually or they'll just ignore you.
Exactly. And it's the same as protests. If you all march down the street in one collective, it's quite easy to deal with, surround, and throw in jail. Like they did with the Republic National Convention protests.
And
round them up, throw them all in. There they all are. We told you about we're
going
to protest. Very easy to round
up. And nobody knows who you are.
Exactly.
You're
one big
mob
shouting and being accused of doing illegal things.
The best thing you can do is, write your congressman.
That is the absolute best thing in actual writing.
By hand.
They actually pay attention to that because they have to read through it. It's not easy to just scan for words and stuff.
Because they will send you something back.
Yes.
I've actually met my congressman. I know who he is.
Really? That's very cool.
He's a local.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky. I'm lucky in that sense.
Is he a cool guy? Is he logical kind of person?
I didn't really get to talk to him a whole lot. Just a little. He probably doesn't remember me, but I have met the guy. And he's a really nice guy.
Excellent. Next one: woman charged with murder in fetus drug death. Now this is kind of important. A 27-year-old Oklahoma woman has been charged with first-degree murder after doctors said the woman's illegal drug use caused her baby to be stillborn, prosecutors say Thursday. It's the first time the state has charged a woman with first-degree murder for using illegal drugs that are suspected of killing the fetus she carried, Oklahoma County prosecutors said. Prosecutors said that they filed first-degree murder charges against Teresa late Wednesday. Police arrested her after she gave birth to the dead boy at Oklahoma City Hospital in April. Doctor attending the birth told police that the mother and baby tested positive for methamphetamine and ruled the death a homicide. Doctors told police that the baby had enough methamphetamine in his system to kill two adults. We're wanting to do this with a number of people. This has been needing to happen for a long time, the county district attorney West Lane said. The state law under which Hernandez is charged allows for murder charges to be filed if an individual's actions bring about the death of a fetus when it is considered viable, which in the state of Oklahoma is 24 weeks into pregnancy. Hernandez's pregnancy was in its 32nd week. Prosecutors said a jury has the option of considering second-degree murders against charges against Hernandez. Second-degree murder convicted carries a sentence between 10 years to life in prison.
Wow.
So this opens up a whole can of worms, of course.
I know what I would do.
in what case? If you're a jury or if you're a police or what?
Well,
if you're carrying the fetus?
I wouldn't. No, I'm talking about if I was the Punisher, I wouldn't put her in jail because it wouldn't do any good. What I would do is first I would sterilize her, and then I'd make her do like 1,000 hours of community service in an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
That'd straighten her up.
Yeah. Well, that would be kind of effective. But what is this woman's crime, really?
She's stupid.
She's
unfortunately is not a crime.
One, very, very stupid. Two, addicted to drugs that are really bad for her. And three, getting pregnant while doing drugs. Does the punishment fit the crime? I don't know. Going to jail, kind of ridiculous. One, she's got to get off the drugs. It's obviously influencing more than just her. Whether you think a fetus is a human being or not, I don't know.
Right. This one was a little bit tougher for me than say the one where, remember about a month ago where they had that one lady who's had twins.
Right.
She was going to have twins, and they said if she didn't have a C-section, one of them would die. and she said she didn't care.
Yeah.
And one of them died because she didn't want the scar. I might punish her a little bit more, but this one's a little bit tougher, I think.
That's right. Everyone's got their own view on it. I just thought I'd present it to the listening audience as something that they can think about.
Well, sure.
So that's an interesting one for sure.
You have no opinion, right?
No, I do.
Okay.
I don't think that there should be any charges laid against her for killing this this thing that was inside of her, because that was her body, and that's my opinion on abortion,
yeah,
as well. Because this stems from everybody's opinion on abortion, of course. It's whether the fetus is yours or not, and the fact that she actually gave birth. Does that make it a separate entity as soon as she gives birth now? That's also another part. But as far as it's in her body, that's part of her still. That is totally part of her. She needs to get off the drugs is all that I think.
Yeah, see, that's part of the reason why I think Christians hate me, because I'm a conservative, but I'm all for abortion. Abortion doesn't bother me.
Right.
So that's why Christians hate me. But yeah, I see what you're saying though.
Yeah.
But
you can see my point of view anyway.
They should do something with this woman though.
Yeah, she has problems. That's for sure. And I don't know about sterilization, but maybe she needs to look into some birth control methods. Let's say.
Yeah. Of course, when they're high all the time, they don't really think that stuff through. You know?
No, so maybe she needs to get on the slow releasing stuff.
Yeah.
That they need to, they put it into her arm, not by state sanctioned birth control, because that was it was tried back in the Nazi era to everyone's dismay.
Yeah. All I was saying though, if I was going to punish her, that's how I would do it.
Right.
I would sterilize her and then make her do community service in an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd make people be a little bit more careful if they were pregnant.
Oh, definitely. That would be a very fitting punishment for a lot of people that don't really think things through when they're out fucking other people.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I totally agree with abortion, but I also appreciate the value of life.
Yes, and not fucked up life. What if this baby actually survived?
Right, and that could have been really bad.
That would have been probably much worse, in fact, that you have to deal with this person, after they're born, has to deal with the life that they're given by their fucked up mother. Right?
And I'm willing to bet the mother wouldn't want it, and the baby would become a burden on society, you know,
exactly.
The taxpayers would have to take care of, and no one would love it, and it would die alone.
Exactly, and it's just not good for anyone, so she needs to get some help in one way or another. Maybe not going to jail. She's not really a threat to society as a whole, which is that's what jail is for.
Right.
If you can help these people, how about help them instead of send them to punishment? Anyway.
But that's Oklahoma, too. Remember that.
Yeah, that is Oklahoma, a totally different world. This one's good. Everyone pay attention to this one. This one affects everyone. Attempt to dump mental screening fails. Representative Ron Paul hoped to stop the mandatory federal program for children. Thank you, Ron Paul, for standing up for the rights of all Americans out there. Unfortunately, it did not help. An amendment offered by Representative Ron Paul, the Republican from Texas, in the House of Representatives yesterday that would have removed from appropriations bill a new mandatory mental health screening program for Americans' children failed by a vote of 95 to 315.
That's crazy.
Thank you to the 95 people as well that voted against, voted for this amendment that he was trying to push through. And a big screw you to 315 people that want to screen all of the children in the U.S. for mental health deficiencies. Paul's amendment would have removed the program from the Labor, HHS, and Education Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2005. It's coming. 94 Republicans and one Democrat sided with Paul. Oh, wow. It's all the Republicans. It's totally party divided.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That is sad when you just vote for your party and you don't stand up for your own personal beliefs.
Yeah,
and
that's
happened here. Totally.
That's the way politics are in the States. Politics are very partisan. Here.
In Canada, it's a lot better than that. I find they vote for what they believe in and they are a little bit more independent from their party. Some of the time. I'm not really into politics. I don't know that much. I'm not going to speak too much about it, but that's what it looks like that's happened here. 118 Republicans, half their more than half of the people actually in the Republican Party voted against it. So, but all of the Democrats except for one voted against him, and one independent voted against the amendment. The New Freedom Initiative recommends screening not only for children, but eventually for every American. The initiative
wow.
came out of the New Freedom Commission on Freedom! Why do they put that in everything that is totally taking away your freedom? I guess you just got to watch out for that word. Watch out for the word. If it says freedom in it, it's actually taking away your freedom.
The president will get blamed for it. He's not. That's what's going to happen. He's not even the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
It's...
I don't know who...
Congress has lost their mind.
And Congress may be just puppets for the drug companies in this case.
That's most likely true.
The New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which President Bush established in 2002, so it falls squarely on the shoulders of President Bush in this case. Critics of the plan say it is a thinly veiled attempt by drug companies to provide a wider market for highly priced antidepressants and antipsychotic medication and puts government in the area of Americans' lives where it does not belong. Unfortunately, not all the people in Congress agree with that. They agree with that the drug companies have want to, you know, kind of calm down America and turn them into good little workers and consumers. As WND reported yesterday, Ken Snyder of the Paul-founded Liberty Committee argues strongly against the program. The real payoff for the drug companies is forced drugging of children that will result, as we learn tragically, with Ritalin, even when parents refuse. That is part of this whole program. Mandatory drugging of children that act out of line in school. Swallow that pill.
Wow, there goes the movie reference again.
Yeah, Equilibrium. Equilibrium.
Oh, wow.
Go watch Equilibrium. It's closer than you think. That movie, when I first saw it, which was only a short period of time ago,
it's probably 6 or 7 years old, maybe.
No, it's only like 2 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was so far-fetched. The movie is the complete drugging of society into non-feeling. No feelings whatsoever. Everybody's a happy worker. Everybody's a happy consumer. Go watch it. It is mandatory viewing if you listen to Rant. Mandatory.
Yeah.
Because this is happening. This is next year.
This is
not in 10 years from now. This is next year. Mandatory drugging of children in school.
And I can't believe that any Republicans would endorse this, because if you know anything about the Republican Party, they're all about small government.
Yeah.
So this is like completely ass backward.
That's what they preach, is small government. But they don't practice it, unfortunately, here.
I don't understand it.
The congressman, who's known for his strict adherence to the Constitution, wrote in a letter to his colleagues before the vote. As you know, psychotropic drugs are increasingly prescribed for children who show nothing more than children's typical rambunctious behavior. Many children... Yeah. Remember in school?
That's
running around on
parenting.
Playground, yeah. If they're getting out of hand and hurting other people, that's possibly bad parenting, or of course it could be a mental imbalance. Most likely not,
sure.
But it could be. When I was in school, they were crazy kids in school. They're having fun. I was a crazy kid running around the playground too. That's what kids do.
My niece and nephew are nuts, but they're stable.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't hurt each other.
They're
right?
Little kids. They do that kind of stuff.
Many children have suffered harmful effects from these drugs, yet some parents have not even been charged with child abuse for refusing to drug... No, yet some parents have even been charged with child abuse for refusing to drug their children. We have reported on that in the past. The federal government... That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Drug your child, or you're going to jail.
I can't imagine that.
I can't either. It's happened. We reported it a year ago or something.
And
I don't know.
I mean, if you want to talk about how these drugs fuck you up, if you ever see Zombie in the IRC, talk to him.
He knows all about it.
In fact, he's in there right now. Zombie is in the IRC right now.
Is he?
So, yeah, he is. I see him.
LMZ.
So ask him about...
No, he's not.
I'm looking at his name right now.
His name's LMZ.
Well, I see...
That's a zombie. Really?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, LT.
Oh, he is, too. He's going by his old neck. Cool. Yeah, hopefully he's got Skype worked out, and I hope he phones in and we can talk about this. He was on the drugs. He got off the drugs. Yeah, he knows all about this, and he's gone through everything. He's Anyway,
We were so mean to that kid.
We were until we found out actually what was going on with him.
And the truth is, he's really smart.
He is extremely smart. I don't know if he's got his Cisco certification, but I believe he does.
I think he does.
I think he does. He's
really
good.
That's more than I got. So
me too.
Way to go, man.
The new Freedom Commission. Oh, I didn't finish this. The federal government should not promote national mental health screening programs that will force the use of psychotropic drugs such as Ritalin. This guy's got his stuff together. He knows what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
The new Freedom Commission found that despite the prevalence, mental disorders often go undiagnosed and recommended comprehensive mental health screening for consumers of all ages.
Oh,
we're not people.
God.
We're not citizens. We're not people. We're consumers.
We're consumers.
Only the drug company could have drafted up what these people are saying. Consumers.
It hasn't been.
Including preschool children. They're even talking about kids that aren't even in school. That's six-year-olds, five-year-olds, four-year-olds on Prozac and Ritalin.
I can't believe this.
It's not Prozac. That's the adult drug. You get to go up to that when you become an adult.
Stuff.
That's right.
So when we can control you.
When you turn 19, you get your Prozac instead of your Ritalin. You turn in your orange pills for your red pills, whatever.
This is fucked up.
The commission said each year, young children are expelled from preschools and child care facilities for severely disruptive behavior and emotional disorders. Schools, the panel concluded, are in a key position to screen the 52 million students and 6 million adults who work at school. What they're doing here is they're starting the children off young. They know that's their client base right there. The 52 million students, they get them going on the drug. It goes all through the rest of their life. They want everyone in America taking their drugs.
I think I'm going to write the president. Seriously.
Write your congressman. He is the one voting for these things.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's probably not mine, but there are other ones out there who I'm sure are.
I wish I had some influence. I do not have much influence on state politics because I'm in Canada, but everyone in the IRC here, I'd say 95%, or the people listening, 95% are from the U.S.
That's
a little high, buddy.
Do you think your government really give a shit about you, or they just take care of you because they have the money? Because you guys pay them. Seriously. It's a fair question.
It is fair. I like to think the government has our best interests in mind. They sometimes don't. I think the government there is sometimes there to just quell uprisings of... And they'll pander to whoever is shouting the loudest.
Which is usually us.
Which, I don't know. The corporations are yelling pretty loud sometimes. Yeah. And they got their hands in the pockets of the government.
But you guys do pretty much whatever we do, right?
We follow along for the majority of the stuff because we're influenced so greatly by the economics of the United States. And we have the same companies up here. You have McDonald's, we have McDonald's. We have all the same. We have all the big boxes that are down there, they're all up here.
We're very much the same. Actually.
Very, very much. Which is sometimes unfortunate. We kind of lag behind on some things, and some things we don't pass, and you guys don't really enforce it. We make us pass it.
No.
You let us slip on a couple things, but U.S. has a very big influence on Canada. Next one, ankle bracelet put clamps on drinking by alcohol offenders. Your rights are being taken away slowly, slowly, slowly. If you abuse alcohol and endanger others, you might find Big Brother not only breathing down your neck, but wrapped snugly around your ankle.
Oh boy, I'm done. I'm going down.
You're going down, eh? Get your ankle all ready for this one then. In criminal justice terms, the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitor, or SCRAM, what a great acronym, ankle bracelet is about saving lives. Meting out punishment, I don't know that word, meting. Metting.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Meting out punishment to drunken drivers and helping alcoholics fighting their addictions, according to its designers. In technological terms, it's about sweat. Specifically, a tiny pump inside the 8-ounce tamper-proof device periodically scoops up a trace amount of prescription vapor around your ankle. Then
that's
a few
perspiration, not prescription vapor.
Did I say prescription?
Yes, you did.
I'm on the drug thing. Perspiration vapor around your ankle. Then a fuel cell similar to those used in breathalyzer equipment tests for alcohol migrating through your skin. If it detects any, the bracelet kicks into high gear. Its memory chip recording levels of alcohol in parts per million every half hour. Judges have been ordering the approximately $1,600 ankle bracelet worn around the clock by some drunken driver offenders in Michigan for more than a year. Scram is also used in more than 200 courts in 20 other states. Now they're being used in Ohio for offenders, too. It's my way of keeping them honest, says Tiffin. Okay, kind of cool so far. Not too bad. Drunk drivers, a lot of them reoffend. And
that doesn't sound too bad so far.
Yeah, it gets worse. Municipal Judge Mark Rep, who assigned it 3 offenders, 2 underage drinkers, 1 repeated drunken driver to the bracelet this summer. Let's skip down to the bad part.
The bad part. As long as you don't skip something important, and we miss the contact.
But once a day, generally the wearer must position himself near a small phone modem that uses a 900 megahertz frequency to pick up the readings contained in the memory chip. Readings then automatically transfer to phone lines to a local service coordinator. Okay, fine. What is the part that made me really insane about this?
You're completely lost, aren't you?
I am lost. I don't know why this is bad. I forget. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
The biggest issue facing Toledo Municipal Court is going to be the cost, Judge Zamuda said. In Tiffinet and Oregon, offenders so far picked up the cost of the monitoring equipment, about $12 a day. But in Toledo, more offenders might be indigent. Placing judges in a tough situation. Will only those that can afford it be assigned the device rather than a jail sentence? Does that mean people can buy away time? Judge Zamuda said. Judge Rep in Tiffin and Judge Petroff in Oregon said the cost will drop as the devices are used more frequently. Legislation changes may allow the courts to fund this to subsidize their use for poor offenders.
Oh.
So, what does this mean? The poor people go to jail. And the more rich people actually are able to serve shorter sentences and have more freedom. Kind of bad. Kind of
yeah.
bad. That's what I was getting at there. So the poor people don't get a break. They go to jail directly. People can't afford it. But they're all criminals.
Well, there's a way to fix this, you know. Don't drink and drive. That won't be a problem.
Yeah, which is what I agree with on that one.
I mean,
especially for a serious crime like that, is like it's not like, don't do bad things, don't go against the government, and everything will be just A-okay. Well, some things are things you want to protest,
yeah.
And some things are like you're just being an idiot. Stop hurting people. Don't drink and drive.
You're gonna hurt people, and you're gonna hurt yourself.
Stay at home and drink yourself stupid.
Or take a cab.
Yeah,
okay?
Take a cab. There are alternatives. Or take a night off and drive your drunk friends home. Okay.
Yeah.
What? Just laugh at how stupid they are for one night.
That's fun, too. Trust me. It
is
a good
fun.
Time.
That's what I do. I don't drink anymore.
Never started.
I didn't really start. No, I got drunk a couple times. But then I found out I didn't like it.
you went to like a weekend fantasy camp and quit.
Pretty much. Yeah, if you want to start drinking, start early. Because when you start late in life, like 26... It doesn't have much appeal.
I started when I was 19.
Yeah, see, it works for you. But for me, I was like, wow, why do people do this? Tastes bad, you feel sick. And yeah. Real life's better. Chicago...
This from a guy who sits in front of his computer all day. That's
true.
Funny.
Yeah, where's my real life? Not quite there.
Well, I had to say.
I need to get out of the house more. I barely left the house this week.
You know, I
just
I
to
don't
go to my nephew's
either.
Nephew's birthday today, and that's it.
I didn't know you had a nephew. You never.
I don't talk about my private life too much.
I didn't even know you had siblings. I thought you were just like a. I thought you were like a test tube baby.
Yeah, I have no belly button. In fact, yes, I'm a test tube baby. No, I do have a sister.
People would believe that too.
I have a sister, and she has kids. Therefore, a nephew.
Is she older than you?
No, 6 years younger. That's all you get. Da 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 da.
My younger sister's got kids too, so we're the same.
Yeah. I like to protect my family a little bit from what I'm doing. So.
Oh.
They're totally separate. Okay. Chicago mayor unveils surveillance plan. If you live in Chicago, get ready for the cameras. More than 2,000 surveillance cameras in public places would be tied to a network that would use sophisticated software to spot emergencies or suspicious behavior under a plan announced Thursday by Mayor Richard Daley. Thank you, Richard. Cameras are the equivalent of hundreds of sets of eyes. They are the next best thing to having police officers stationed at every potential trouble spot. The city plans to buy 250 surveillance cameras and put them in places of a high-risk crime or terrorism. Everyone's a terrorist. Put that label. I think it just... Somebody should make a little label. I mean, you don't even need to make a label. Print it out on your home printer and slap it on your back. Terrorist. So everyone's a terrorist, and we can finally get away from this stupid label they put on every single crime that happens in the United States right now.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no terrorism in Chicago. There's just ghetto crime.
You know what?
Okay.
Something bad happened on September 11th. 3 years ago yesterday. That's it. That's it. Everybody's a terrorist now. Get over it. Well, I know it's harsh. Get over it. Everyone's not a terrorist. Something bad happened.
Yeah, but there was the little kids in Russia a couple days ago. But, I mean, it's like once every 3 years something shitty happens.
Yeah, it's bad. You know. Get over the aspect, not the dead people. I know, I'm not being heartless and cold. It's very unfortunate that happened. But don't label everything in the United States terrorist and slap another couple extra years on it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Everyone's not a terrorist.
Mm-hmm. Some people are just bad people.
Yeah, bad, bad, bad people. They would be connected to a network of 30 cameras police are using to curb violent crime, along with 1,000 already at O'Hare Airport, on the city's transit lines, and public housing projects and schools. Schools! We don't trust anyone. You're all terrorists. That's what they're saying.
To tell you the truth, I wouldn't trust any of the... You've probably never seen the public housing projects in Chicago.
They're bad. They're not good. No, they're
not good.
And they're bad because they don't have any money. And they don't have any opportunities. Nobody wants to invest in that area. Nobody wants to move anything into that area because there is crime. And there's crime because nobody wants to move in there. It's a catch-22. It sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know the solution.
No.
I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm sorry. But it does.
Okay.
It's a catch-22. But rather than invest this camera money... that they're spending. I don't know how much it is that it is, but I'm sure it's not cheap to hire people, get all this equipment in, the Wi-Fi access to broadcast it back, or whatever access they're doing. They wouldn't invest it into there. They'll just watch what's happening there.
Oh, it'll be as expensive as shit, too, I can tell you.
For sure. Some high-priced company's going to bid it up crazy.
Oh, and they'll make us pay it because Illinois, which is where I live,
is
one of the highest taxing states in the union. So we will pay out the ass for it.
Oh, yeah, dollars are paying for it.
Whether they need the money or not, they'll just throw this on the tax bill and it's going to go higher.
Oh, for sure. Rather than invest it and try and make the area better, let's just monitor it and turn it into 1984. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The world is going to shit. Let's go to the next story. Music publisher settles copyright skirmish over Guthrie Classic. EFF believes this land is your land, belongs to you and me. Very clever writing there. San Francisco music publisher Ludlow Music Incorporated has officially backed down on its threats against web animation studio Jib Jab Media Incorporated over the widely circulated This Land animated parody. It's very funny, in fact. And
it's awesome.
And probably everybody in the IRC has seen it already. It's very, very, very famous. Yeah. It's It's been on TV all over. It is actually very well done. Very well animated. Very funny stuff. Very well scripted. Very well written. Animated parody lampooning President Bush and Senator Kerry. And it's very even, too.
Yeah.
It roasts both sides. It's
extreme. It's as dead even as you're going to get.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. I recommend everyone going there who hasn't seen it. Jib Jab has responded to Ludlow's threats by engaging the Electronic Frontier Foundation, saints of our time and age. These guys.
Yes, they are.
The EFF, they're at DEF CON. I listen to them speak. They are amazing human beings. They're helping everyone out in the IRC that... Even if you don't know it, even behind the scenes, they are dedicating their lives to help protecting your rights on the internet.
Yeah. I think they've got a radio show they do, too. I should look into
that.
Yeah,
we should look into
that. I know they did for a
while. Yeah, that would be very cool, because I would be all about them coming on here. Mm-hmm. To file a suit on its behalf in San Francisco on July 29, 2004, seeking judicial confirmation that Jib Jab's work was a protected fair use and did not infringe on Ludlow's copyrights. During the course of investigation, the KZFF learned that "This Land Is Your Land." Everyone knows that song.
Yes, they do.
Very common song. Classic Woody Guthrie song. Thank you, Woody Guthrie, for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is part of the public domain. Has been for several decades. The EFF investigation revealed that "This Land Is Your Land" appears to have been in the public domain since the early 70s. Woody Guthrie wrote his classic American song in 1940, when the copyright laws granted a copyright term of 28 years. Enough time to make a lot of money off of it. I mean, 28
right.
years. I think you could probably market it in that time, and if you can't, well, it's too bad.
It's 50 years now.
Oh, my God, they've cranked it up. I think it's actually 75 years after the person's death.
After they're dead. Yeah, it's after they're dead.
It's astronomically insane, the Copyright Act right now. Renewable once for an additional 28. Okay, that's almost reasonable back then in 1940 or whatever. Yeah, when he got it issued to him. Very cool.
Sure.
According to the EFF, like, if they want to renew it, if they didn't have time to make it.
Right.
According to the EFF, the initial copyright term was triggered when Guthrie sold his first versions of the song as sheet music. So it's an automatic 28 years. You don't even have to apply for it. When he sold his sheet music in 1945, the copyright on the song then ran out when Ludlow failed to renew its registration in 1973. They probably weren't making any money anymore with it. Great. Ludlow believes its copyright, initially filed in 1956 and renewed in 1984, remains valid and disputes the AFF claims. "We believe the Guthrie's classic tune, 'This Land Is Your Land,' belongs to all of us now, just like Amazing Grace and Beethoven's Symphony," said Fred von Lohmann, senior staff attorney with EFF. "The idea of copyright law is that, after a time, every work comes back into the hands of the public where it can be reused, recycled, and made part of new creativity without having to pay a fee or call in the lawyers. This is a great thing, the real genius of copyright. That's what it was all set up for, so you can make your money, move on, and then the people can have it, because it, by that time, it's either forgotten or everyone loves it and thanks you and has already paid you money for it."
I can't even believe anybody's getting upset over this.
I know.
You know, it's like, big deal.
Oh, people are crazy. They're all about the cash. All about the cash.
I mean, if anything, it's just publicity for the song.
I know. It's great. It's a tribute to the song, if not anything else. And he actually said, I believe he gives credit at the end of the song to it as well. He said, this is made from "This Land Is Your Land" by Woody Guthrie. Jib Jab dismissed its suit against Ludlow today. As part of the settlement case, Jib Jab will remain free to continue distributing "This Land" animation without further interference from Ludlow. Thank you.
That's good.
One for the little guys. Airline pushes for trusted traveler program. The head of the American Airlines parent company said Thursday it is time to get moving on what he called trusted traveler program to help frequent flyers, government employees, and selected others to get through airport security more quickly. Donald Carthy, AMR Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, acknowledged in comments to the National Press Club that the Department of Transportation was close to hitting its goal of cutting the occasional long wait time, get through airport security screening down to 10 minutes or less. Nevertheless, he said, I think we ought to launch a trusted traveler program immediately. One system under consideration would involve people who pass through the personal investigation and could then get an identification card that would ease them through security. Another system involved intelligence gathering that could flag a passenger with a questionable history while letting others go through.
Nope.
They can't
do this. Because they cannot do this. Because, look, if they start making the rules easier for certain people,
yeah.
Guess what's going to happen?
All the terrorists are going to be those people.
All the bad shit's going to happen again. That's how this got started in the first place.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be that the people that, you know, checked your bags and stuff, they didn't, there was no requirement for them to be government employees. They could be anybody.
Yeah.
It's required now. But then they're like, oh, let's make it easier and let some people through faster. Like it's fucking fast pass in the highway or something.
Well, I know.
What's going to happen now? Same shit.
This just brings down the security. How does this improve things? Oh, they're investigating, and what they're going to be doing is put you under a full investigation, all your history, who you work for, your fingerprinting, your ID, who knows, DNA samples. It doesn't quite outline it. And where was I going with this? And it's also another way for people to sell their souls for a bit of more convenience.
Yeah, for 5 more minutes of your life back.
You're selling all your personal identification.
I mean, it sounds weird, but I don't mind having 1,000 cameras in an airport. Because it's an airport, and we've sort of shown that obvious reason.
That's the airport. You choose to use it. You choose to fly.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your pilot's license and fly your ass over to France if you want. But this is their airlines. That's their private property. Great. Put up cameras. I want the right to put up cameras in my house, too. I don't want somebody not being able to tell me I can't put up cameras in a public place. That's a little bit iffy. I don't know about that. That's public.
Yeah.
This is private. Okay.
Yeah, airports are private.
That's fine. And it may be on this behalf. Maybe my libertarian issues are coming through here saying, this is private. They want to do this? Great. This is their own airlines.
Yeah. And truth is, I've never flown, ever.
Really?
And no, I never have, and I'm already scared to do it.
Oh, it's truly frightening. I used to be frightened going across the border. Now I'm frightened to fly. Because who knows what they're going to accuse you of, or who are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, we've heard your radio show.
Yeah, it's that, and also just being up in the airplane. Because it's like, man, once you're up in the airplane, you are screwed. You know, it's just not
good. I guess so, yeah.
But we all have our own little paranoias, and that's mine.
That's true, yeah. That's fine. Being paranoid, a level of paranoia is sometimes good rather than being blind walking through life, right?
Yeah.
Next one. Federal judge tosses Pennsylvania Child Porn Blocking Act. A federal judge threw out on Friday a Pennsylvania law requiring internet service providers to block websites containing child pornography, saying the tools to do so also causes massive suppression of constitutionally protected speech. So people are going to be torn on this issue.
Yeah.
Probably for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Enacted in 2002, the law gave Pennsylvania's Attorney General the power to require that companies like America Online block customers from viewing websites the state has identified as containing illegal content.
Uh-oh.
No one challenged the state's right to stop the distribution of child porn, which is already illegal under federal law, but lawyers for the Center of Democracy and Technology and the American Civil Liberties Union had argued that the technology used to block these websites was clumsy. Of course it is.
Yeah.
All technology that uses computer information to do a fuzzy search and try and figure out whether you're blocking a child porn site or information about breast cancer is going to mess up.
I think some people in the IRC are getting the wrong idea. They're not saying that they're approving of child porn. All they're saying is that they don't want to put the responsibility of blocking the sites on an ISP.
Yeah, should the ISP be the one to decide what sites you cannot and can see based on some arbitrary information fed to them by the government?
Yeah, which I would agree with because I wouldn't want to be liable for it. Say you own an ISP and it was your job to block all the child porn sites. Say you missed one, okay?
And whose fault is that now? Yeah. Who let this child porn through? The ISP. So the ISP is now charged with distributing child porn.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Bad.
Ridiculous. And he uses a very good quote right after that. Much as the phone company can't control what people fax or say, I would extend that to, over phone lines, ISPs cannot, but the fax is a better term. ISPs can't control content on the web, and efforts to use sophisticated filters to stop people from seeing illicit sites have proven problematic. Over 2 years, the group said ISPs trying to obey blocking orders were forced to cut access to at least 1.5 million legal websites that had nothing to do with child pornography or even legal pornography, but shared internet addresses with the offending sites. I believe Rant Radio has been blocked in the past by these blocking things as well.
Because
who knows what we said? Some swear word on the front page or something.
We use the F word a lot.
Exactly, and it would totally block that out.
It's in Sean's name.
Yeah, it blocks the whole person. Sean's gone. When a service provider blocks the address for a child porn site, it wiped out the entire cluster. So I'm guessing it blocks by IP addresses too, based on that.
Yeah.
U.S. District Judge Jan Dubois agreed the law could not be enforced without also blocking protected speech. Thank you, Jan. How about some personal responsibility or parental responsibility? There's little evidence that the act has reduced the production of child pornography or the child sexual abuse associated with its creation.
No kidding.
Or on the other hand, the abundance of evidence that implementation of this act has resulted in there is an abundance of evidence that that implementation of the act has resulted in massive suppression of speech protected by the First Amendment. Thank you for thinking this through, Jan.
Yeah,
and not just
a
knee-jerk reaction. Oh my God, it's child porn. We gotta stop it. It's the evil devil, and implement anything we can, including blinders over every child's eyes. So continue on. You can read the rest of it, but that's...
I just think it's like someone said, well, this hasn't you know, slowed down production of child porn. Well, no kidding, dude.
Exactly.
There was child porn way before the internet came around.
And it's still going, and it will continue to go. This is not
forever.
The way to fight it, by blocking access to people. If somebody wants their child porn that bad, they'll find a way.
Trying to do that, and that almost landed me in jail,
oh,
I think.
Blocking child porn?
Yeah.
When we were trying to do that?
Back in the old days,
yeah, we tried to do that, and
I got a letter from a congressional committee or something, and it was not good.
Yeah, we're skirting the edge of legality there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can read the rest of that. I'm just glad that somebody has a head on their shoulders there that is thinking straight, weighing the pros and cons. A lot of people have knee-jerk reactions. The people include the words child porn and blocking and helping it thing out into bills, and people just give it the rubber stamp because, oh, it must be good, without thinking through the implications of...
We need to hire, like, somebody... I don't even know how to explain it. Someone in the government that, like, really understands technology.
That is a huge problem, yes.
Preferably a younger person. You know? we have all these, you know, drug czars and terrorism czars. What about a technology czar that actually has a brain in his head? That'd be a good idea. I think somebody should think about that. In fact, give me the job, because I need a job.
There you go. That? Somebody has to be very, very balanced in their views of how things can affect other things, yeah. Okay, that's the last story. It's time for talking to people on the phone, on Skype. Please private message me if you would like to phone in, and I have a resident who wants to phone in. Just PM me in the IRC, and Resonant has a name that is not listed as Resonant. Please give me your name that you're listed under Skype. It may be your real name. I forget it from week to week because I talk to a lot of people. So if your name is Billy Bob Joe and you're in, and your name on Skype is and your IRC name, I'm not going to know because it doesn't list that. So I have somebody who wants to call in. Let me just figure that out. And I don't know what their IRC name is because they're just trying to ring in with Skype. So I'm guessing they want to talk to us on the show.
We were talking about airports earlier. I just got a message from Gluco, and he said with Air Canada,
yeah,
you're allowed to check in a backpack with a parachute in it for your carry-on.
Wow.
That's funny.
What's your IRC name?
Resident?
Yeah, we got the right person. Yeah, it lists your real name in Skype. So remember, every time that you want to phone in, you either got to change it in Skype, and I don't even know if that'll change it on my list, but give your real name so I know who to call.
Okay.
So how
is
it?
I was having some issues with Skype earlier. So
doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
As long as it works in the end, which it usually does, I'm all cool with it. So what's troubling your mind this week, Resonant?
Some background information. I'm a high school student in California, and since we've got the election coming up with the presidential election. We had some representatives drop by, and we had three people, a Libertarian, a Republican, and a Democrat.
A Libertarian, and, excellent.
Yeah, I was actually, he was the guy I agreed with most, although he was also the guy that was the most, not militant, but off the deep end. So it was a little unfortunate.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Unfortunately, that does go hand in hand sometimes.
Yeah.
When you stray away from the two main parties, but usually the third or fourth party is going to be a little bit odd.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but that usually ends up that way.
Yeah.
So the reason I bring it up is we got onto the topic of, like, Social Security and everything, a lot of the money sinks that are currently in the government. And we were talking to the Republican, who was a younger guy, and he was talking about it and how they're trying to deal with it, but they're not doing well. And the Libertarian's like, well, how would you like to have all this money held and the government's protecting it? How do any of you truly think that the government is fit to set that up? And no one in the class raised their hand. We had like 70 people that we had like three classes put together. And the Democrat actually said, well, then you don't belong in this society.
And whoa.
At that point,
way to win votes.
Yeah, well, at that point, I'm sitting, and I've been silent through the whole thing. I'm normally a very loud person in political debates, and I've been sitting silent. And at that point, I just got up, and I was, like, yelling at him. I was like, dude, you can't, we're the society, you're the crackpot. How do you go about calling us not part of the society? And
that
so
was
it's a good,
I'm it's, sorry.
It's a good indicator of how some of the political levels see the people. You know, the Democrats are like, oh, well, they should be part of our government. No,
right.
The government should be part of the people.
Yeah, so. Democrats are all about big government, unfortunately. They're all about big government and raising taxes.
A little bit too egocentric for their own good, huh?
Yeah. They always talk about rich people, too. It's like John Kerry, who's the Democratic nominee, always talking about rich people and they have too much money, and he's got more money than God.
Oh, my God, he's got a lot of money.
So it's
he's
kind of funny
he's married into the Heinz company.
Yeah, so he's probably got more money than Bush does, to tell you the truth. Billionaire.
Probably, actually. He probably does.
He probably does.
But money does not make you a bad person. Being
no,
a bad person makes
that.
You a bad person, yeah.
But Democrats are like that. They're all about the big government. And But I can't believe someone actually said it that way. You don't belong in this society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Killed me. I there was a couple of things that got me in that whole debate. They were also talking about gay marriages, which I'm kind of like, you know, if they want to get married, that's their own deal. I don't really care. So I'm really, I guess, for it then in that case. But we were talking about it with the Republican, and he was sitting there trying to convince us that it was just based on the name marriage, and that marriage was like the identifier,
wow.
and that they shouldn't be able to use it. And I said, and I really wanted to argue that, why are you arguing over a name You're costing the country millions of dollars.
He is
just to argue a name.
He's following President Bush's rhetoric. I actually caught that part of President Bush's speech about marriage, and he echoed the exact same stuff. It's the name. It's the name. And it's not.
Yeah.
I think most non-religious people would probably argue that, sure, two people can get together, no problem. What I think the government is always getting excited about with gay marriage is the monetary value associated with marriage, and this opens up 10% of the population to a whole whack of money. That's what they're scared of. 10%. That's huge.
That's a lot of tax breaks.
Yeah, that's a lot of tax
breaks.
And that's really what they're scared of. And that is really the unfortunate aspect that they look bad. I think that's their really hidden agenda, and they don't really come out and say it. And they probably would come off, they'd come off worse by saying that rather than being sounding like bigots. I don't know which is worse, really, is it? Money-grubbing bastards or bigots?
Yeah, when I hear this, I also think of, if you've ever seen the movie Wag the Dog, the Bush scandal with his whole, on CNN they released the documents that proved that he wasn't there for the training or whatever. And they found later, if you look on the internet, you can find how people are. Yeah, they were made in Word, basically.
Uh-huh.
And also, I don't know if you've heard of it recently, over the weekend, like last night, there was a mushroom cloud over North Korea.
Yeah,
I heard about that,
still,
too.
And they're still trying to convince or find information on that.
Yes.
I'm thinking if there was a mushroom cloud over North Korea, America would find out why. The American intelligence. So I'm thinking, since it's so close to presidential elections, they're just trying to stir up a smoke screen, especially with such a close run like this. Conflict in North Korea is going to be a huge boost for Bush supporters if he handles it in any way, shape, or form.
It's not as close as it was. The Republican National Convention put a big dent in John Kerry. They really kicked his butt. Bush has got like a 2-digit lead on it now. Something like that. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
So something's going to have to change really quick if it's going to get close again.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like either of them.
Well, no.
Neither
but
do I.
I've never voted before, but I'm probably going to vote for Bush because for some reason, he's a little shady too, but for some reason I trust him more because he doesn't change his mind.
You know what he's going to do. Even if you don't agree with it, you know what he's going to do.
I know
so
what he's
going to
do.
Better to know the evil.
John Kerry doesn't know what he's going to do. He changes his mind every other day.
And you're not going to vote for an out of the two party one party system. You're not going to put your vote against and show support for another party.
Yeah. No, because it's a waste of time.
You believe in the throwing your vote away thing?
In a certain sense, yes.
That's unfortunate that everyone believes in that.
Yeah.
But everyone does believe in that, and that's what happens. And they are all throwing their vote away, and if they didn't all believe that way, somebody might actually win. Somebody else.
Yeah.
But everyone prescribes to that.
Especially with the recent the Bush Kerry, the general consensus, as I understand it, across America is it's choosing between the lesser of two evils. Fine, get another party in there. Get a libertarian, see what they do. I'm close to libertarian, but there's things that I don't like about them, but I'd rather see them in than a guy who's going to,
Patriot Act. They're the closest to my political beliefs as well. There's some things that they go a little bit too far on, but they're very, very close. Give the power back to the people. The government's there just to keep the peace, just to keep things running, barely.
Yeah.
Everything else, put it back in the hands of the people to vote for and to run. Let us decide.
That medication thing. I hated that medication article. That I got an adrenaline pump from that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do something about that one.
Yeah, that's extremely scary, and it's
coming in
3 or 4 months now.
That's so wrong. It just
and it doesn't doesn't get any press.
Yeah.
No, they gotta sneak it in when you're not looking.
That's the thing. Is the small things are the ones that get played the most. The gay marriage thing.
Oh,
that's been played all over the place. That's a tiny fraction of people. Mm-hmm. And then they've got something like the, you know, the, a major change in medical structure through schools, and you get like one article.
Yeah.
And nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
And that's just terrible. That's horrible.
Well, we got to move on.
Yeah. All right. Nice talking to you guys.
Great stuff you brought up. Yeah, great stuff. Good talking to you again.
I'm catching shit because I'm going to vote for Bush. But you know what? fucking get over it, okay?
Yeah, everyone out there, pick your own person. Don't worry about what smokehouse or if I was in the States, who I picked. But you always make your own decision. It's good to debate it, of course, but don't rag on somebody for what they're choosing.
Although I also am considering not voting because, for whatever reason, the Republican candidate never wins in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. So I'm wondering, should I really bother to leave the house?
Well, if you're going to vote for somebody that you actually do like instead of.
If I vote, I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for.
That would be better than not voting.
Yeah,
I would suggest. So at least they would maybe get some more money for the next election, and they would have more political clout so that they can go to more debates because you don't have enough money. You can't go to this debate.
Yeah.
We're going to call Mr. Echo. See what he has to say. He says it'll be short. He promises.
That's okay. All right.
Hey, as long as you got something good to say, we don't care.
You got something to say, dude. You go right ahead.
Ringing, ringing, ringing. Echo. Uh-oh. Speak up.
Too low this time, or?
Oh, you're pretty quiet still. You really got to crank that up.
Oh, okay.
That's better. Cool. So what's happening this week?
Yeah, I'm like sucking on the mic now.
Ooh.
Oh, not much. Started school, actually, at TG Tech.
Good stuff.
Okay.
It's fucking close. Back to school, I'm 25.
That's okay.
That's okay. Learning
anyways,
is good. Learning is good.
You okay there? Are you stoned? Energy, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ramp it up. Get excited.
No,
get mad. So tell us what's on your mind.
Dude, I'm fucking tired.
You called us to tell us you're tired?
Anyways, that could literally remind me about... No, just shut up for a second. Let me talk. Jeez, guys. Anyways, about a DJ show. I know, Sim, you're okay. Not Sim. Smokey, you're okay with it. Sim, I know you're kind of divided on it. Come on, Sim. Let's do it.
Okay, what Mr. Echo... I'll just overrun Mr. Echo because he's way... our ping time is actually...
He's lagging
seems
back.
Very, very awful, so I'm just going to keep talking. I know what he's talking about. This is a massive conglomerate DJ show that he wants to have happen. And actually, it's a very, very cool idea. It's pulling it off. Because these DJs are all over the week, as you notice. And these are the days that they can actually do this. If it's feasible, maybe we can pull it off. I would suggest a Sunday. Everyone's off on a Sunday. That's usually when people are calm down. They do stuff on Saturday. Sunday night, I think, is the biggest time where people could actually do things. That's just my guess.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do it if we could pull it off technically.
I just don't want it to be
Sunday would be better.
Yeah, I think Sunday would be good. I just don't want it to be a something that's just me and Smokey again, and maybe a handful of DJ. If it's going to be something special, it should be something special.
Yeah, Atlantic Big Slap and our show will definitely be able to do it.
Okay, so maybe if somebody wants to spearhead that, go into the forums.
Yeah.
Liquid
Blue is spearheading this one.
Excellent.
Okay.
Get a vote going on a day. And see who is willing to participate, and then we'll go for it. If there's enough participation, I'll go for anything. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I mean,
all right,
for
cool.
sure.
As long as it works and there are people interested, I think it'd be kind of cool.
I know the listening audience would be totally interested in that.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Especially on a Sunday. I mean, they tune into this show, and then maybe. Yeah, I think that would be great.
All right, cool.
So,
hopefully, the other DJs are listening into this or actually read the forums or whatnot. You know.
Oh, I will get in touch with them one way or the other.
I mean,
they all have show pages. They all have links to contact information.
They all have email addresses. Talk
that's
to
right.
all of them.
That's right. So whoever's spearheading it, go for it. I give my blessing.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
It's okay.
Yep, and I think it's a very cool concept.
One little plug here.
I knew there was a catch.
Oh, of course, I've got to do it, dude. I'm going to do it.
I've got my finger on the button. Go for it.
Nuts and Bolts show, Saturday, 7 p.m.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, you can plug his show.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah, Echo has a computer show on Rant Radio Talk.
No, I'm not going to plug anything else.
Excellent. So what day and time was that again? Just say it again.
It's on Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Excellent. So everyone tune into that.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. Good stuff.
Yep, see you.
Bye.
Liquid Blue said we should get Sean to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would, but you know what? It might be interesting to get him and I on the air at the same time.
We'll see.
I'm not saying you would do it, but yeah. I'm saying that might be something.
That might be something.
Because, you know, the glove will come off. Absolutely no reason at all.
Yeah. Sean in a large debate forum gets bad. Gets bad.
We just, the hell. That's true.
Yeah. He likes to be able to voice his opinion and let everybody listen to it and judge it for themselves. Him going at other people and going back and forth can get ugly sometimes.
He won't come after us because he likes us, and he knows, meaning Sim and I, the rest of you,
and I
might end up being dog meat.
And I can see maybe pissing off a lot of our DJs, which would be a bad, in all one fell swoop. How about that? That'd be great.
Now he says Sean, Smokey, and two. Oh, that'd be a mess.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We're going to give a call to Pinion Blue. He's always a good call. He's always got something good to say. Ringing, ringing, ringing. Well, I'm getting some burnout here, so we're going to wrap it up pretty quick here.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, not connecting very well. Ringing, ringing. Answer your phone, Pinion Blue. Let's put on some music in the background while we're waiting.
Which I can't hear.
No, Smokey can't hear. There's no loop back to Smokey for the music. Because I
get nothing.
Ooh, wow. I haven't seen this error. What does that say? Oh, it went away. Damn it. It was like error with sound or something. That was crazy.
And then it's gone. You're like, shit.
We're going to do one more call because I'm getting really brutal burnout. We're going to phone somebody who has never phoned in before. Let's see. Oh. Let's talk to, Legend. I don't know if we've talked to him before.
I don't think so.
Oh, we did last week. I remember that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm old. I don't remember things.
I can turn down the music now. Yeah, we talked to him last week. And if it doesn't work, that's it. Too bad. Sorry, Pinion Blue. We'll just have to catch you next week. Just store it up. Write it down so you don't forget. We only have so much time. Ringing. In progress.
Hey, man.
Legend. Ooh, nice and clear. And no ping.
What's
time.
Up?
Not too much doing a radio show. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm tired. I had to stay up late to listen to your show.
Oh, don't we all?
I
have to stay up less
tomorrow.
Late than everyone.
It's like I said, dude, it's not my fault. Sim is a self-serving bastard. That's why
hey, listen,
on
guys.
Plate.
I wanted to make a comment, actually, on the two of you.
Okay.
I noticed that in the old Sean Kennedy show,
yeah.
Sim kind of kept Sean toned down.
Right.
Smokey, I think you do the same thing for Sim.
I get out of hand?
Yes, you do, with your libertarian comments.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he doesn't get excited. Because I'm like, wow, dude, you got that backwards.
Like, Sim's about to comment on a news article or something, and Smokey steps in and says something, you know, more moderate.
Yeah.
And Sim kind of, he stops.
Well, that's the good balance, right? You need two people that are a little bit different. Otherwise, you're like, yep, I wholeheartedly agree. Yep, next story.
Actually, we're a lot different.
Yeah.
Sim is way more on the left than I even would consider thinking about it.
I'm extremely left and libertarian
and
freedom for people. Viva la revolution.
Everybody's killing everyone.
Yeah.
Even on a more basic note, I'm much more aggressive than Sim is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Sim hates that, too.
Yeah, I do hate that. It's like, oh, maybe calm down a little, Smokey. Don't go that far, yeah.
But I've never made a mistake yet. I'm still batting a thousand.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm a little more fence sitter than Smokey, but it evens out pretty well. I think makes for a nice balanced show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we're getting in our strides here. Last couple of shows, I'm thinking that we're doing pretty good actually.
Well,
I'm enjoying.
You realize we've done this for 6 months now, right?
Oh God.
Yeah. Good grief.
Well, in the scheme of things, that doesn't mean much because I've been doing it for 6 years.
Well, I mean, for one show to last 6 months on this station,
it is good.
That's pretty good.
It is good.
Pretty good.
You guys have a good track record, too. You've showed up for, like, every show.
Yeah, except for ones where I was away and I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I got nothing else to do. It's not like I have a huge schedule. My life consists of, like, seriously, no lie, as sad as it is, rant media and sleep. That's it.
Well, that's good. You got to cut down on the sleep and devote some more time to rant media. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm already half fucking crazy. What are you talking about?
You got to control your dreams with lucid dreaming and kind of get some work done while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead.
When I just told you earlier, most of my dreams have to do with killing people. Okay? Something's wrong.
If anybody wants to
do that, concerned.
If anybody wants to do that experiment with the lucid dreaming, I'd be really interested in see how effective it is. Because I know some of the people out there will actually try it. Please try it for a couple weeks. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. All you have to do is write down your dream and follow a couple of really easy stuff there. Like go to the page and figure it out. It's really simple stuff. And tell me how it works because I'd love to try and experiment with it. And maybe I should just do it anyway, right? Why? Make everyone else the guinea pigs.
Oh, I was going to ask. No retort to that. I didn't catch the beginning of the show. I had to run in here real quick. So, are you guys still looking for DJs on the talk station?
Yes.
It's perpetual.
All the time.
Always.
All the time.
I may
forever
send you something soon.
That would be
great.
You're well spoken. You got one thing going for you.
Oh yeah.
Don't say may because that just irritates me. Either do it or don't do it.
Well, I'm thinking like a show that doesn't have just one focus, but more than one, like in different hours.
Great.
Whatever
works, really. If you can pull it off, we're cool.
Different hours. How many hours do you think you need?
Like two, man.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. A lot of our shows have 2 hours. Like, we have 1 hour.
We have 1 hour.
Not tonight, you don't.
No, I used to only give out 1 hour when we had one station because I didn't have all that much leeway. Yeah. Now it's like, how much time do you want?
How much time can you pull off?
Oh, that reminds me, actually, you need to, on the schedule, Sim, I forgot.
Yeah.
Set the start time for Bitch Slap back 1 hour.
Email me. Hour. I'll never remember it. Email or ICQ.
Oh, you'll forget anyway.
It's not going to happen.
It was kind of a show plug. They're on an extra hour now. They start an hour earlier.
Oh, very cool.
So there you go. But yeah, if you can pull it off, dude, whatever you can pull off, I'll give you as much time as you need.
Exactly. We've got one of our shows is 4 hours long.
And somehow
the Mike and Daryl show.
Yeah.
So, that show is nuts.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
You don't have to lie.
No, seriously, it is good. Have you listened to them? Well, I guess you have.
Yeah. That's sort of my job, you know.
that's his job, really.
I really only listen to the shows on Sunday. Sorry, guys.
So it's a privilege. You get a privilege listening if you make it to the Sunday schedule.
Yeah.
The packed Sunday schedule.
Yeah, I've only got to fill one more hour, like, on Sunday, and then we're full from, like, 3 o'clock on.
It's got to be a good one. Keep people interested. Not tuning out, so.
Well, because then they'd be tuning out right before us, which... I don't know if they'd do that, because I mean, we always give them stuff, too.
Or you'd be torturing them with a bad show. But, of course, none of the shows are bad on Rant Radio.
Like I would ever let a bad show on this station.
Exactly.
How many people have I castrated in the last 2 years? Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so, good call. I'm burning out. Things are getting a little slow on the back and forth here. So.
All right, well, I guess I'll talk to you guys later.
You betcha.
I'll be looking for the demo, dude.
Yeah, you better come through with your promise there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
We need a catchy phrase for people to say as they sign off.
Yes, we do. We need to sell out with a catchy phrase. Sell out.
Yeah, sell out. Oh, okay. I've added a new little feature here. I think maybe it'll work. I don't know. Media of the week. I think I've always got some stuff that people need to see. I just never encapsulated into a thing. Sean was over today, and I got him to sit down and for 3 hours and watch this movie. This movie is absolutely mind-blowingly amazing.
Which movie is that?
It's a documentary called The Corporation.
I've heard about that.
And it's 3 hours long. It's got an 8.5 in the Internet Movie Database. That is really, 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 really high. And it is...
Yeah, there, that's high.
And it's flawless. This is a flawless documentary on execution. You maybe don't like it, maybe don't like what they're saying, but it is so well put together. Oh, my God, it's so good. I saw it on opening night in Vancouver. Not at the film festival where it debuted, but I saw it opening night when it was released. So if you could post those two lines there, I don't think it's out on DVD. I don't know if it is out on DVD. So I'm saying download the torrent.
Two lines where? There it is. Okay.
So you can download the torrent. The torrent's a little bit sketchy on the audio. The video is pretty good. But definitely, everyone in here that listens to this show will dig this. Will dig this movie.
Guaranteed. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We all know how well torrents work out for me. I'm trying to get Hero on a torrent. It's not doing so well. So I'll probably never get this movie either.
It's not too big. It's like 600 megs. So and. It's kind of sketchy on the video quality, but totally watchable. I watched it on my TV, and it was very, very watchable. And this is the airing that was aired on Ontario Television in Canada. So they've got little blips in between. It's 3 hours long. Definitely watch it. That's all I'm saying. Recommend
it. Okay.
That's next thing, we had a little trouble getting the patrolling out. I was ready to post it 2 hours before, but we had a little trouble with our torrent server, Rant's torrent server. But Anki pulled through an hour before Rant Speak came on and got it up and going. And if anybody doesn't know, Anki's the network admin for Rant.
We need to put him on the page. He's not on the page yet, is he?
Is it? I think... I don't have a picture.
Did you put him up there?
I don't know if I didn't have a picture. I don't have a description for him yet. Definitely on the page.
There's a short description up there, I think.
Let me see. About Ramp Media.
I might have a picture of him.
No, he's up there. He just doesn't have a description.
Okay.
So I got to get a description. If you want to see his mug. And he went down to DEF CON with us and helped us out. So, but he got it up in time. To get some things going. Slacker was helping me out. We were going to get it posted on another torrent server, but Anki got home in time and fixed all that up. So we're going to start that going right after we sign off, otherwise the bandwidth goes to other poo. Actually, you can post it right now because people are sharing and they'll be able to catch up.
Oh, after I close the format, anyone's going to post torrents. What a bastard.
Oh, you want me to post them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm all out of it now.
You're out of it. There's the high bandwidth and low bandwidth, depending if you're listening on dial-up or broadband. Enjoy. It's a very, very good one, in my opinion, and Sean's opinion. And I'll put something up in the forums for everyone to give some feedback on it. Yes, I do need to go to bed. I have work in the morning. It's currently 1:20 in the morning, and I do work at 9 a.m. in the morning. And I do have to look a little bit alert.
True.
Yeah.
Alert.
Even though I'm pretty much my own boss, but
I thought you were high up enough not to fake it.
Oh, I could, but I'm pretty much my own boss. I don't see my boss, so it's a really good situation. It's just my employees. They get they comment on my tiredness when I don't respond to their questions quite immediately.
Like, oh, well, that's their problem. they work for you.
Exactly. Space Cowboy, Spider Jerusalem. Well, that's a new name. Kexler, Mr. Echo, Shrine Master, Pyro, Kindling Boy, Barbed Wireless, Pseudocrow, Knuckles, Shrine, I might be repeating names, Shrine Master, K16, Jibcat, Spyco, Nighthawk, Legend, Liquid Blue, Resonant, Yata, Mainframe, Showering Missy, that's Misconduct, and that would be it in the recent people talking. Everybody else I missed, I know people are actually listening and talking, but just not right at the moment in the IRC. So thanks once again for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
And making our week wonderful.
Once again, listening to our 2.5 hour, 1 hour show.
2.5 hour, 1 hour show. Sometimes you just gotta keep going. If there's stuff that needs to be said, I won't stop. I cannot stop reading out these news stories that everyone needs to hear.
I don't care.
It's I know you don't care. You got nothing to go to.
No, I wish I did. Trust me.
You'd like a job.
Oh sure.
Something.
A job.
Yeah.
Maybe. More friends would be nice.
Look at all the... Look, there's 89 friends in the IRC for you.
They fucking hate me. What are you talking?
Well, the people that phone in don't hate you. I know that. They don't really say any bad words, at least. They keep it to themselves.
I think they just want to be on the radio.
They're using us. They're just using us.
That's right.
I just go cry myself to sleep.
Oops.
I think I'm gonna read that Lucid webpage before I go to sleep and see if I can employ some of the tactics.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Because you should try it. Try it. We should all try it. I don't know. You don't have to try it.
Well, I'll try it.
Because it's
if I remember to read it. That's the whole thing.
That's all if you remember, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to get like Sean's attention span, which is really bad.
That is bad. I couldn't believe I actually got him to sit down for a 3-hour movie. I totally thought he was going to get up in the halfway through it, but it's really good. If it can keep Sean's attention for 3 hours sitting on a couch, I'm sure it can keep everyone's attention.
I'm going to have to do something because he's really hurt my feelings. For anyone who's curious, well, I don't use the internet anymore, so I won't talk to my friend. That's bullshit. Somebody's going to have to be punished for that. That's unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable. Can you hear yourself in your headphones?
No.
Or do you not do that?
I can't do it, because if I do it, you'll hear yourself, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay, because you're just buzzing from time to time, and I thought it would help you position yourself better, but it doesn't matter. You're not that bad.
Well, my antenna is really close to my keyboard, the antenna on the mic.
Okay.
So when I have to put my hand on the keyboard, my hand goes underneath the antenna.
You got too many wireless things, right?
Probably. I've actually only got the wireless microphone.
Oh.
The headphones broke.
I thought your keyboard was wireless.
No.
Okay.
No. The microphone is wireless.
Okay.
And it's just close to the keyboard, and when I have to type, my hand goes underneath of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what it is. It
gets a little buzzy.
But it's better than it was before, right?
Oh. Oh, my God. Night and day. Night and day.
Best $38 I ever spent.
Oh, for sure. Oh, it's so good now. And your ISP upgrades probably helps
a lot. Yeah, that probably helped a lot.
Yeah. So that's it. Well, we sound like just the worst DJs in the world.
That's because we are.
At the end of the show. So at least it's at the end of the show and not the beginning. Yeah. We're all full of energy and beans at the beginning. But I got to eat something.
You know what?
Oh,
the,
my God.
The end of everybody's show on this station pretty much sucks.
Yeah. Keep going till we run out of steam. That's the problem. What? Other DJs are forced into a time slot where they're like, okay, we got 5 minutes left. We got to hurry up, right? And we're like...
Yeah, well, Mark and Daryl, who have to go for 4 hours, they're always out of shit to say, like, 2 or 3 hours into it. They have to, like, stretch for that last hour.
Oh, maybe they shouldn't have 4 hours. You could have a 4-hour okay show or a 2-hour kick-ass show.
I'm exaggerating. They make 3.5 pretty good. I'm exaggerating.
Okay, okay. Okay, good.
I like to pick on them. That's my job.
It is your job.
Yeah. And they take it well.
That's even more important.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it. Proud of your... Thanks for everyone listening.
Bye.
And we'll say bye and play our magical outro by Christian
magical.
Slater.
We need new intros and outros and shit. This sucks.
What? It's I like it.
Well, I like the movie too, but it's like, how easy can it be? It's like total cop-out.
It's not a cop-out. If you watched that movie and compared it...
I own the movie on DVD. What are you talking about, compare it?
Compare it to what I did? There's editing. There's tons of editing there.
Oh.
It's totally cut up. I'm not going to change it. I love it.
Whatever,
it's my
Peter
tribute.
Jackson.
It's
Shut
my
up.
Tribute. Sean always made me change the theme. He's like, oh, I'm getting bored of this theme. Make a new one. Like, no. That's the theme.
I just think we could have something better. That's all.
But it means so much. Like, the theme just means so much to me.
Yes, I know.
That's all. That's all.
Favorite movie, and you're in love.
Oh, it's not my favorite movie. It's actually a pretty crappy movie. But it's inspirational. It's a totally fluffy movie.
Well, yeah.
But
most
cool.
Christian Slater's movies are.
Yeah, but it's damn cool. It's a damn cool movie.
Very cool movie. It inspired me, too, before I knew you. I figured it would be easier to take over your station than build my own.
Yeah. It's either one or the other, really, right?
Yeah. Really, yeah.
You're slowing down my takeover. I may have to switch to plan B of creating my own.
I actually thought about that. You know, if something happened to you and you, like, died, I could probably take this over.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've got enough resources now where I could probably pull it off.
Well, all you would do is say, yeah, it's mine now. Because I'm dead.
Well,
what am I going to say about it?
Well, I'd have to make sure. And
yeah, my lawyers are going to be lawyers?
Domain crap and all that.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah. That would be difficult. It's all to me. You'd have to be waiting on the buy now button when it expires.
Yeah. If you died, I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd find a way to fake it.
He's away on vacation for a while. He decided not to do the show anymore.
Yeah, I'd have to get a new co-host. Because I'd have to wait, because if Rant Radio ever came available and anybody else found out about it, it'd be done.
Oh, it'd be all bad. Be
Some
all
asshole bad. Would squat it, and it'd just be bad.
Everybody's saying, less talk, more seeds. I know. I'm currently hoarding 55% of the show right now.
Yeah.
Everybody else has got 45 maximum. Yeah. Get yourselves up to 45 and then talk to me.
Somebody's bitching, well, I can't get it all because it's not all out yet.
Yeah, 45% of it's out. So when you got 45, then you can start pitching.
You got the rest of your lives, kids. Take it easy.
Or just let it go and you'll have it in the morning. It's a big surprise after you get home from school.
Bastard.
Oh, some people will stay up for it. It's good. It's really damn funny.
Yeah, I hope it is.
Okay. So, right here, Christian Slater will take us out for another week. Mm-hmm. Tune in next Sunday at 11 p.m. for another one-hour show. So,
all right.
See you next
Talk
week.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.